This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Did he break the law to hide an affair while running for president? That's the question John Edwards' jury will start trying to answer today. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Dave, the prosecution says John Edwards diverted more than $1 million campaign dollars to support his mistress, Rielle Hunter, and cover up their affair. The defense counters the money never touched the campaign. It was just a private gift. The prosecution says it's still a donation because it was used to further Edwards' candidacy. But the defense says the government will need to build a lot of prisons and hire a lot more prosecutors if it's going to turn an affair into a federal crime.
Rich, an arrest in the two deadly late-night highway shootings that frightened drivers in Mississippi, but police say the suspect did not pose as a cop making a fake traffic stop as first believed. George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin in the heart from just over a foot away after a fight that left Zimmerman bloodied. Prosecutors releasing evidence and eyewitness accounts in the Florida Neighborhood Watch case.
The one guy on top in the black hoodie was pretty much just throwing down blows on the guy, kind of MMA style.
Ground and pound, okay.
Yeah, like a ground and pound on the concrete at this point.
That's why Zimmerman claims he shot the teen in self-defense, but the original lead detective thinks Zimmerman caused the fight, confronting Martin. Two U.S. soldiers are dead in Afghanistan, killed today in an insurgents attack. Facebook will get a lot of friend requests on Wall Street today. Its stock starts trading. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live here in New York.
Facebook starts selling stock to the public today in the most anticipated offering in years. With its initial price of $38 a share, it's valued at over $100 billion, more than giants like Kraft and Disney. It's gone from a startup college service run out of a Harvard dorm room just 8 years ago to the third largest public offering in the history of the U.S., behind General Motors and Visa. 28-year-old founder Mark Zuckerberg will personally make about $1.1 billion. Dave?
Now, Courtney, futures are up on Wall Street the day after another big sell-off. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
One day it's nice out, the next it's miserable. As the weather keeps changing, your utility bills keep climbing higher and higher.
You can't control the weather, but you can control costs with a high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox. Barker's Heating and Cooling serves the College Station area with quality Lennox products and the very best in service. Barker's offers free estimates on equipment replacements. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Now's the time to hit the open road. And there's nothing like experiencing the road on a Can-Am Spyder Roadster. Two wheels in the front, one in the back, zero boundaries. For a limited time, you can own a Can-Am Roadster for as little as $199 a month. You can even take a test drive without a motorcycle license. So hurry up. Certain conditions apply. See your local Can-Am dealer for details or visit canam.brp.com. The Can-Am Spyder Roadster. It's riding, reinvented.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
The government and political games. Politicians play games while the rest of us run our businesses. And I want a bank that doesn't play games. Prosperity Bank. That's where I bank. No games, just good solid banking. Prosperity Bank is Texas-based and Texas strong. The real bankers at Prosperity Bank understand my business. They have answers and solutions to help me grow my business with the capital and services I need. With real bankers who take care of customers and even answer their own phones. Prosperity bankers know how to listen and don't play games. And the Prosperity bankers are making business loans right now to big Texas businesses and to small. So go in and talk to them about your business. Maybe Prosperity should be your bank too. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. 175 banking centers across Texas. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. ProsperityBankTX.com.
There is so much to do at our Berry Fun Festival. You are invited to the 16th annual Dewberry Festival, Saturday, May 19th from 9 to 4 at the Wilson Ledbetter Park on FM 1600 in Cameron. You'll see a classic car show, bicycle parade and decorating contest, youth fishing tournament, the Dewberry Dash 5K, arts and crafts, food, and much more. It's fun for the entire family. Go to Cameron-TX.com for more information on the 16th annual Dewberry Festival, Saturday, May 19th at the Wilson Ledbetter Park in and Cameron.
The Pool Guys brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
He's back. Perennial candidate Steve Smith is back. When I say back, I mean he's running for the Supreme Court for the fifth time. And for the fourth time, Steve Smith is running against an incumbent appointed by Republican Governors George Bush and Rick Perry. Don't be fooled by a familiar-sounding name. Vote for Don Willett, not Steve Smith. Political ad paid for by the Texas Bipartisan Justice Committee. Dr. John Coppedge, Treasurer.
Allen Honda always provides you with a great car buying experience. Come in today and see the entire line of fuel-efficient new Hondas from the Civic and Accord to the Element and the Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda. And Allen Honda Service Department is top-notch, always giving attention to every detail so your Honda's operating at its very best. Allen Honda on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. Come in for a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
This is a radio commercial about greed, a lawyer, and an American manufacturer done wrong. The trial lawyer is Ted Cruz. You know Cruz as a politician on TV. But Ted Cruz's TV ads don't tell you about Cruz's work as a trial lawyer, helping a Chinese company get away with stealing blueprints. The Chinese company stole an invention from an American company and then counterfeited its product. The Chinese were found liable in court, a $26 million judgment. But Ted Cruz is using an underhanded legal strategy to stall in court. Meanwhile, the Chinese keep counterfeiting, and Ted Cruz keeps getting paid. Ted Cruz put his personal profit first. American workers pay the price. Now, Ted Cruz wants to go to Washington. He'd fit right in.
Get the facts at realtedcruz.com.
I'm David Dewhurst, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dewhurst for Texas.
Only one candidate for railroad commissioner has earned the trust of Texans, standing up for their rights against big government. Barry Smitherman. As chairman of your railroad commission, he brought conservative values to the agency. When private property rights are threatened, Smitherman is working to ensure that when pipelines are built, property owners are fairly and transparently compensated. Barry Smitherman knows America is too dependent on unreliable foreign oil. He fought for common sense solutions, like new drilling technologies and increasing Texas production.
I'm Barry Smitherman. I will work to secure energy independence by increasing oil and gas production here in Texas that will enhance our national security by reducing our reliance on foreign oil.
Let's keep Barry Smitherman working for us. Barry Smitherman for Railroad Commissioner.
Political ad paid for by friends of Barry Smitherman.
Howdy, I'm Ronnie White, and I've been a custom home builder in the Brazos Valley for 24 years. In all my years of building homes and contracting, I have used many different roofers in the past. I chose to go with Schulte Roofing for lots of reasons. One, Schulte provides me with many different kinds of roof choices to offer my customers. They are sort of a one-stop shop for roofs and roofing materials. Second, I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on the job when they say they will, to finish on time, which helps me with my schedule. When Schulte gives you a price, they stick to it. I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on budget and to provide great follow-up service. Any problems we have had, Schulte responded fast and fixed it quickly, even when they were not responsible. Schulte Roofing lives up to my expectations and then some. They provide me and my customers with the best product, best value, and best service. I highly recommend Schulte Roofing to all my customers and friends for any and all roofing needs. Give David at Schulte Roofing a call at 1-800-367-7663 or visit his website at schulteroofing.com.
WTAW News Time, 6:09, 66 degrees right now at the studios. The news brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with Carol Burnett, Ray Benson, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, and much more. Go to mscopus.org. Good Friday morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan City Council has shot down the idea of letting electric customers opt out of using recently installed smart meters. Mike Sutherland was alone in supporting his proposal.
We have people that are concerned, and it's very easy, in my view, to accommodate those concerns, and that's what we ought to be doing. This ought to be about building faith and confidence in our government, and not that they can just, we can ride roughshod over them at any time we want to. That's my issue.
Chuck Condola took offense to Sutherland's reference to the council being compassionate dictators.
Mike, I bet you didn't mean it that way, but I'm going to go ahead and reject the term compassionate dictator. I'm a married man with five kids, a business, and a home in Bryan. I was elected into council by my constituents, and I certainly don't see myself as a compassionate dictator.
Council also rejected a motion to refer Sutherland's proposal to the BTU board for further study. A Grimes County man is dead following a crash Thursday morning in Leon County. BPS trooper Jimmy Morgan identified the victim as 64-year-old Philip Warzon of Anderson.
The initial part of the accident indicates maybe there is a health condition that Mr. Warzon had. And the judge has ordered an autopsy to check his health condition. The wife has indicated to our department that he had a heart condition.
Warzon was driving a pickup on Highway 79, 2 miles north of Marquette, when it went off the road and hit a tree, actually 10 miles north of Marquette. The collision of a motorcycle and a car closed the northbound lanes of the Earl Rudder Freeway much of Thursday afternoon.
Two occupants of the motorcycle were transported to a local hospital.
Bobby Williams of the Bryan Police Department says the driver of the car was not transported. Freeway traffic was diverted to the feeder road between noon and 3:30. Details of what happened remain under investigation. An initiative launched by Governor Perry to help military veterans move closer to getting a college degree is gaining momentum.
It's called the College Credit for Heroes and involves seven community colleges in Texas.
These colleges are focused on implementing leading-edge strategies to better recognize the military training and experience that our heroes have earned while serving.
Andre Alcantar, chairman of the Texas Workforce Commission, says Central Texas College allows veterans to translate their military training into college credit. Other participating community colleges include Alamo Colleges, Houston Community College, Lee College, Lone Star College, San Jacinto College, and Temple College. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
Six members of the College Station Fire Department were recognized at the 100 Club's Heroes Award Banquet in Houston this week. In October of 2011, the team was called to the scene of a head-on collision between a cement truck and a dump truck.
A load of wet concrete was slowly dumping from the concrete truck surrounding the vehicle where the driver was trapped.
The fire department's Bart Humphrey says the team removed the seriously injured victim and saved his life. Humphrey says although they were just doing their job, it's nice to be recognized for their hard work. Names of the six firefighters are on our website, WTAW.com. And it's been 6 weeks since a power outage at A&M Consolidated High School canceled classes for a day. The College Station School District is still jumping through hoops with the Texas Education Agency. At this week's school board meeting, a resolution was passed so employees could be paid for that day. Deputy Superintendent Glenn Walker says it's a state requirement.
Texas Education Code requires us to notify them, first of all, if we do have a campus closure, and then follow up with notifying the community and ensuring that our employees are paid for those days that they're not at work when the situation is beyond their control. It's primarily just a legality, what we call bookkeeping procedure.
Walker says the district prepaid employees. Last month, the board also asked and the state approved a waiver not requiring a makeup day because of the outage. WTAW News Time is 6:13, 66 degrees right now. Your forecast is up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
Shouldn't a judge exercise good judgment? Tom Gray has been publicly admonished by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. Tom Gray entered and searched through other justices' private offices without their knowledge or permission. And Tom Gray has been chastised by the Bryan College Station Eagle and even called on to resign by the Waco Tribune Herald. Since Tom Gray can't show good judgment, it's time for a new judge. Republican Steve Smith is a respected judge, attorney, and teacher. With a distinguished legal career, including 17 years as a trial judge, Steve Smith has the experience and integrity we need in our Chief Justice.
Howdy, this is Steve Smith. I'm a conservative judge. That means strictly interpreting the law as it's written and providing a level playing field where everyone is treated equally and with respect. That's the way I run my courtroom, and that's what I'll bring to the 10th Court of Appeals.
Experience and integrity. Judge Steve Smith. Political ad paid by the Steve Smith Campaign in compliance with the voluntary limits of the Judicial Campaign Fairness Act.
With over 11 years' experience as a prosecutor and a defense attorney, David Hilburn has the unique knowledge and the leadership to be your district attorney.
I'm David Hilburn, Aggie Class of 97. The DA's office prosecutes the most dangerous criminals on our streets and prosecutes individuals who made poor decisions. As a husband and father, I'm committed to protecting my family and our community. I'm tough on violent crimes and repeat offenders, but I'm fair in my evaluation of each case.
Tough, fair, experienced. Vote David Hilburn for district attorney. Political ad paid for by David Hilburn for Brazos County DA.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure covers the western and central Gulf of Mexico this morning. It also covers the eastern half of Texas. We're going to be responsible for a pretty decent weekend as the high works its way over towards Florida. Lots of sunshine today. We're going to be in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with lows dropping into the upper 60s. Sunny tomorrow in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the upper 60s. Sunshine on Sunday in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's Friday. That means a busy sports weekend. The NCAA softball regional starts today at 4 o'clock over at the Aggie Diamond. We'll talk about that. A&M baseball team went all the way to the 13th inning with OSU. That pitcher's duel turned into a big home run. The decider by Matt Yingle last night as A&M wins it. We'll talk about that. The NBA, Rangers, Astros, and more coming up in sports.
So, a woman walks into a lumber store naked.
Put it on my tab.
Now, that's what one of the guys said.
Yeah. You don't want to put it on your tab, Chase. Yeah. No.
Does in fact sound like the beginning of a joke, but no, actually true. There's security cam footage of a woman identified later as Barbara LaFleur.
Watch out for splinters, sweetheart.
Yeah. Wearing nothing but her birthday suit.
A small.
Yeah. Yeah. As she enters the Curtis Lumber in Ballston Spa, New York.
Wow.
Want to see if there's a photo?
I'm working on it.
I thought you might be.
Be careful there.
I know. It never works out like you want
Barbara
to.
Barbara LaFleur.
At the lumber shop. Yeah.
After being approached by two employees, she walked out saying, "Have a good day."
Bet she was approached.
Well, you know, I've got I have security surveillance footage right here.
No,
yeah. Really? And what looks like a big black equal sign covering up strategic locations.
Well, there you go. Probably a good thing. Anyway,
it's hard to tell.
Right.
It's hard to tell.
Can you tell how many employees gathered around her?
There appears to be a woman at the check stand or the point of sale, if you will, behind her who I can't see the look on her face, but I'm imagining the look on her face,
and it's
priceless.
Yeah. Well, then she walks to a shop nearby, but was asked to leave. According to one of the store's employees, a manager said to LaFleur, "Ma'am, are you aware you have no clothes on?" To which she pretty much said, "Yep."
Didn't want you to think I was shoplifting.
Nope.
Need to go home and get some wash done.
Yes, sir.
Babs, got some laundry to take care of.
Babs has been charged with public lewdness, and if convicted, could face 90 days in the old slammer. They asked Babs why she was doing that. She said
she forgot.
She was merely expressing her freedom to be fully liberated.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Morning. Generally, based on what Rush has said in the past, probably doesn't matter.
No.
Info.
Mason.
She was naked.
Nah.
Just saying.
She can form a splinter group.
Yeah.
Ah.
Very nice.
Ah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway. We'll see if she'll be out in a T-shirt this weekend in parking lots around Ballston Spa, New York.
This Saturday is Complete Nutrition's annual Buy One, Get One Half event.
It's by far our biggest sale of the year, and it's one day only. Buy any Complete Nutrition product and get the second at half price. That's right. Buy any Complete Nutrition product and get the second half price. This sale is so big, our stores run out of product every year. Products like Reveal, CTS 360, Tone, Charger, and all of our sports products. Buy one, get one half. Even if you're a brand new customer and have been thinking about losing weight, increasing energy, or building muscle, this Saturday's the time to buy. It's one day only, and the buy one, get one half sales event is only good while supplies last. So hurry in this Saturday and take advantage of our biggest sale of the year. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Hey, good morning. It's 620 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Indeed, it's May the 18th, and happy birthday to you. You know, it's your birthday today.
Before we continue, I'm not sure why, but this must be National Unhealthy Food Choice Week.
Okay, why?
Well, because,
I like the sound of that.
Well, we had Apple Pie Day earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have time to mention it yesterday, but yesterday was Cherry Cobbler Day.
Mm.
Today is National Pizza Party Day and I Love Reese's Day.
Oh, and I do love me some Reese's.
Now, and what I find interesting is here we're talking a brand name. I mean, now, how often?
Well, because there's no competitor.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but I mean, and again, a fairly new product in the grand scheme of things.
But there's no competitor. Okay. There's nothing even close to a Reese's.
Oh, okay. Obviously. Chase got his Jones. He's jonesing for some Reese's. Every day you're jonesing
for
some Reese's.
I mean, I don't care for the little Reese's miniatures. They're okay in a pinch.
Right.
Yeah. I like the traditional peanut butter cups.
Yeah, you're supposed to work on it. Right.
More than anything else, if you ever, every year around Easter, they do eggs, they do trees at Christmas time and like snowmen, and those things are like really thin chocolate and then a big chunk of that peanut butter glom right in there.
Peanut butter flavored product.
It's divine.
Yeah.
It's, oh.
It sounds to me like he's elbowing old ladies out of the way to get
No, small children.
Okay.
Yeah, old ladies might swing a cane.
Also, today, I don't know why, maybe it has to do with its founding, is NASCAR Day.
Oh.
Since they don't usually race on
Only make left turns today.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, here we go.
There you go. Okay. Birthdays today. Let's start off with Robert Morse, the old actor, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
No, actually now for younger people.
Yeah, that's true.
He would be Bert Cooper in Mad Men.
Yeah. They don't even know about that How to Succeed thingy anymore.
But there's a lot of irony in the role that he's playing Bert Cooper, and yet he was originally known for, you know, How to Succeed in Business Without Actually Trying.
Sure.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
81, he is, my years old today. Dobie Gillis is 78 years old. Dwayne Hickman, 78. And
do you think at 78 he gets tired? I mean, what? Because Dobie Gillis had to be more than half his life ago.
Oh,
you think he ever gets tired of being called Dobie Gillis?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I am.
It depends
on
if the residuals are still coming.
Well,
in,
He ended up really being a very, very successful executive at CBS.
I mean, good for him.
Ended up having an entire life beyond Dobie Gillis, unlike most of the other people that were in the show.
Oh, Bob Denver went on to Gilligan.
Yeah, he did.
And in a marijuana arrest.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Brooks Robinson, the Baltimore Oriole third baseman, he was pretty good. He's 75 years old. Actor Chow Yun-Fat, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, is 57 years old.
My favorite movie.
Another baseball player, Mr. October, they called him. Reggie Jackson turned 66 years old today. Rick Wakeman, he's with the rock band Yes. He's a keyboard player. He turned 63.
Yeah. Told you, Scott.
Yeah, 8 years old.
Actually, I knew who that was.
Oh,
did you?
Sure, Yes, I like
that. Yeah. Okay.
Really? Oh, yeah, I really do. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Loser.
I'm an old dude. Yeah.
Well, I know who Yes is, but still. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. You have to remember it's from another time.
Yeah. Tina Fey's birthday is today. Oh. She turns 42 years old.
About somebody
today.
Who would hurt herself every passing day.
There you go.
She'd fall off her money.
Actor Bill Macy from Maud, he's 90 years old.
Yeah, still
you
around.
Can imagine that. 90 years old. From the Oak Ridge Boys, Joe Bonsall, the country singer, is 64 years old.
He's the frizzy-haired one.
I believe that's right. Yeah. And one of my favorite, I've got a lot of him on my iPod, Jack Johnson, the musician, is 37 years old today, and I like him a lot. And George Strait turned 60 years old today.
The pride of Pearsall.
He's still just swooning the girls, and he's 60 years old. That's all I got for today.
Okay,
is that good? Mm-hmm. Kevin Garnett tomorrow, the basketball player, will be 36 years old. deceased. Just a second. I'm keep going. Grace Jones, the model singer, turned 63 years old tomorrow. And Kyle Eastwood, he's the son of Clint. He's 43 years old. He's also a director. He's a musician and an actor.
Okay. Oh, when he's between waiter shifts.
Right, right. Really. Yeah. And Nora Ephron, the actress, director and screenwriter, turned 70 years old tomorrow. And James Fox, the British actor, is 72. That's really all I got for tomorrow.
Nora Ephron, she's written a lot
said,
of stuff.
He said her.
Bill Laimbeer. Remember
NBA player? Yeah, he played for Detroit and then coached in the WNBA.
55, former first son Steve Ford, Dusty Hill, who's one of the ZZ Toppers, is the 63, as is Archie, Peyton and Eli's dad, Manning.
Oh, really?
63 years old.
Coming up on...
Real quick. Saturday is also the beginning... continuing with our healthy food, Saturday is Devil's Food Cake Day.
See
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, it is the beginning of the California Artichoke Festival.
Pass.
The only reason I mention that is the first artichoke queen back in 1947 was Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, there you are.
All right.
I mean, what do you think the percentage of artichokes consumed is outside of spinach and artichoke dip, which is extremely unhealthy?
Yeah, not. Well, it's a lot of work.
You know, historically, I still want to know who the first person was to look at an artichoke and say,
yeah,
I can eat that.
Yeah. Especially if it's not marinated.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Chase, need a sound effect coming up. Anthony Zerbe is 76 years old. He's a actor. You'd know him if you saw him. David Patterson, the former governor of New York, right? Is he still the governor?
No.
Okay. He's 58 years old. Bronson Pinchon, you remember him in Perfect Strangers, is 53 years old. Joe Cocker turns 68 years old. Tony Stewart, the NASCAR driver, turns 41. By the way, Jimmy Stewart's birthday would have been Sunday also, so a couple of Stewarts there. Busta Rhymes, the rapper from Shaft, is 40 years old. And finally, Cher.
Easy
that
would
be
girl.
Cher will be 66 years old.
Parts of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly internal organs.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Obama, in his own words, I think is the most powerful way to go. You got various groups that, frankly, have every reason in the world to see him defeated. Not only the Romney campaign, the RNC, the super PACs, conservative groups, you know, Susan B. Anthony list, they're all producing very powerful ads. It just seems like the reverse of 2008, when it was Obama and the Democrats who seemed sharper, quicker, more on the attack. It's like everything he does is backfiring. Everything. And this relentless pounding, you know, when it comes to his sorry Jimmy Carter on steroids record is now taking its toll. And I don't think they're going to be able to come up for an answer for this, that it's George Bush's fault. People are now mocking him.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is an important message from the Texas Bipartisan Justice Committee. There are 5 contested appellate judicial races on your ballot this year. Don't fall into the trap of voting for a familiar-sounding name. Don Willett's opponent, perennial candidate Steve Smith, is back for the 5th time trying to get on the Supreme Court. Another candidate running against David Medina has run for office at least 7 times. He has never won a contested Republican primary. Please vote for the best, most experienced judges. Don Willett, David Medina, Nathan Hecht, Sharon Keller, and Tom Gray. They have a combined total of 72 years of appellate judicial experience. Their opponents have a combined total of 2. You be the judge. Don't vote for a familiar-sounding name like Steve Smith. Vote for experienced conservative judges. Vote for Don Willett, David Medina, Nathan Hecht, Sharon Keller, and Tom Gray. Political ad paid for by the Texas Bipartisan Justice Committee, Dr. John Coppedge, Treasurer.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:29. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. All right, here we go. Another nice day, about 90 for a high temperature, and we'll have that all the way through Tuesday and next week. Low each night will be in the 60s, about 63 tonight. By the time we get to Monday, our lows may be 68. Right now, humidity is 87%. We have fair skies. Very pleasant out there. It's 66.
Why is it that people with an overeating problem almost never overeat cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, or broccoli? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Quietus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing, that hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly. Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound. Quiet relief so I can work.
No more ringing. No more loud fans.
And I sleep like a baby.
If you're suffering from tinnitus, I urge you to try Quietus.
After trying Quietus, the ringing stopped and I felt like I got my life back.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-2966. That's 1-800-713-2966. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-713-2966. That's 1-800-713-2966.
To understand why people overeat, you have to realize that our brains are wired to focus our attention on the most salient, most important stimulus in our environment.
You know, for some people, it can be alcohol, it could be tobacco. But for many people, it's fat, sugar, and salt.
Dr. David Kessler, former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration and author of the book The End of Overeating, says recent research proves that fat, sugar, and salt are hot stimuli for the brain because they make many people feel better.
Once you think it's going to make you feel better, the most powerful rewards are the ones that change how you feel. Even as a physician, even as someone who's in charge of regulating food for the nation, I didn't understand one basic fact. Fat, sugar, and salt, they stimulate you. They stimulate and they activate your brain to come back and they want more. I thought I was eating to fill me up. You know, I was eating primarily for stimulation.
But fat, sugar, and salt have been around for a long time, but only recently has obesity become an epidemic.
We used to eat, certainly when I was growing up, we ate in meals. We had some structure. If you look at the French, they haven't, you know, gotten obese, but they eat highly palatable foods. They would never think of walking down the street eating with foods. What have we done in this country? We've taken fat, sugar, and salt. We've put it on every corner. We say it's socially acceptable to eat anytime. We've made food into entertainment. So we're eating fat, sugar, and salt that stimulate us, you know, 24/7, not just during meals, not just occasionally.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:33, 65 degrees right now at the studios. Could see some fog out there this morning, but otherwise a high of about 90. Got above 90 yesterday, in fact. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update. It's brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. 6 College Station firefighters were recognized this week for saving a man's life last October. College Station Fire Department's Bart Humphrey says the team was honored at the 100 Club's Heroes Awards Banquet in Houston.
It's nice to have that recognition every once in a while, just to kind of reaffirm that you're doing something good for people, and then there's people out there that recognize it and appreciate it.
Humphrey says the team rescued a truck driver involved in a head-on collision with a cement truck. The 6 firefighters' names are on our website, WTAW.com. Northbound traffic on Earl Rudder Freeway was delayed for several hours Thursday afternoon after the collision of a motorcycle and a car.
It's going to be shut down from University to Briarcrest northbound.
Brian PD's Bobby Williams says 2 passengers on the motorcycle were taken to a nearby hospital, but the driver of the car was not transported. Freeway traffic was diverted diverted to the feeder room. Details of what happened remain under investigation. An autopsy has been ordered for a Grimes County man killed in a one-vehicle crash north of Marquay Thursday morning.
A 2001 Chevrolet pickup truck driven by a Philip Edward Warzon of Anderson, age 64. It appears Mr. Anderson left the roadway and struck a tree.
DPS trooper Jimmy Morgan says the victim had a prior heart condition and that may have contributed to the accident. A Bryan City Council majority decided this week the time came and went to give electric customers the option of not having smart meters. Mayor Jason Byinski asked Councilman Mike Sutherland, who proposed customers have the opportunity to return to traditional meters, who would pay for reading them.
You got to hire somebody to go out there and read that meter. I, as a ratepayer, or Ms. Anderson, as a ratepayer, shouldn't have to bear that cost.
Well, I didn't. I agree
so
with that.
You're saying they're going to, it's a $30,000 position, and there's two people that that opt out, then they're going to pay an additional $15,000 a year.
And I want to do that.
Ann Horton was against Sutherland's call requiring BTU to get written permission before going on private property.
The concern about BTU employees being on the property doing something? Seriously, they've been on my property for years and years reading my meter. I don't understand why you're concerned about somebody being on there now.
Sutherland says the smart meter request came from constituents and after learning that at least one other utility company offers the option. For the second consecutive month, the College Station School Board addressed state requirements related to the April 4th power outage at A&M Consolidated High School. Deputy Superintendent Glenn Walker says the board had to pass a resolution to pay employees.
We do a resolution signed by the Board of Trustees authorizing payment for those individuals that, for whatever reason, could not clock in and clock out during that day. The board was aware of the situation, and so that we did not have any financial impact on any employees, we prepaid them as such, as if they worked that day, and now we file a resolution and put that on file that the board has agreed with that action.
The Texas Education Agency previously approved CSISD's request to waive a makeup day related to the outage. There's a call to split up the big banks, and it comes from one of the state's most prominent bankers.
Frost Bank Chairman Emeritus Tom Frost Jr. says big banks like J.P. Morgan Chase should be required to choose between traditional banking and wild speculation, the kind that cost Morgan $2 billion. Frost says the investment side isn't interested in what banks are all about.
The investment bank is transactional, is how much money it can put in the pockets of those who are making the deals at that time.
Frost says FDIC protection should be granted only to traditional banks. Investment houses should be allowed to fail and should not get taxpayer bailouts. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
And a bitter Republican fight for a Texas Senate seat has taken a new legal turn with Senator Jeff Wentworth filing a libel lawsuit against opponent Elizabeth Ames Jones. A recent radio ad from the Ames Jones campaign suggests Wentworth illegally double bills the state and his campaign for the same travel expenses, which is a potential felony. Wentworth denies the allegation and says records back him up. He filed his lawsuit Thursday in San Antonio. Ames Jones is fighting Wentworth for the Republican nomination for District 25, which stretches from San Antonio to South Austin, and the campaign has been among the most contentious in the state. A spokesman for Ames Jones said her campaign will issue a response to the lawsuit. WTAW News Time is 6:37, 65 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. At RV Station in Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. Our philosophy is simple. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Jayco, Puma, Rockwood, and many more. Brands built to last for decades. Right now at RV Station, get a brand new Jayco J-Flight for just $130 a month. Stock number 1437, sale price $13,995, 10% down plus TT&L, 6.99% APR, 144 months with approved credit. Easy to tow, easy on gas, big on family fun for just $130 a month. Sounds like common sense, doesn't it? Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
12 years as a prosecutor, 13 years as a peace officer. Brazos County Assistant District Attorney since 2005. Ray Thomas, Republican, is running for district attorney and will run the office so that Brazos County citizens are both well represented and protected under our laws. Visit ray-thomas.com to find out more.
I'm Ray Thomas. The Office of District Attorney is one of the most powerful and important elected positions in our community. I have the experience, leadership, ability, and integrity to ensure that all victims, witnesses, and defendants are treated with justice and fairness.
Paid for by the Ray Thomas Campaign.
Right now at Genghis Grill, with the purchase of any bowl, enjoy a free appetizer. Try their amazing new garlic citrus edamame or one of four delectable new appetizers.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucet, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers, and we'll do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency, and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal, farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
Hey, good morning. It's 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure has moved east of the area this morning. It's in the western and central Gulf of Mexico, but it will continue to produce sunshine across the area today. Temperatures will be somewhere between 85 and 90 this afternoon. Partly cloudy throughout the region tonight. Lows will be 65 to 70. We'll have sun during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 85 to 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70, and partly to mostly sunny Sunday, 85 to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggies beat Oklahoma State in a pitcher's duel last night that ended with a big hit by Matt Yingle, three-run blast in the top of the 13th inning. They stayed late at Allie Reynolds Stadium last night. We'll talk about that. NCAA softball starts today at 4 o'clock over at the Aggie Diamond. The Aggie golf team's doing pretty good at Bowling Green. Got that and more coming up in sports.
You know, every once in a while in politics, a money guy decides he's going to elevate himself above the politicians.
Okay.
And that happened yesterday.
Uh-huh.
If you remember yesterday morning, we were talking about how there was going to be this new ad campaign. They were going to talk about Barack Hussein Obama.
I've heard of him.
Yep. And they were going to tie him again to Jeremiah Wright and do, I think the story said, all the things that John McCain wouldn't let us do.
Right.
Okay. So that's what they were going to do. Going to be funded by a guy named Joe Ricketts. Joe's got some money. Joe's family owns the Chicago Cubs. Joe's the guy who started, I think, TD Ameritrade. Okay. He was going to pony up $10 million for this campaign.
You keep talking you keep speaking in the past tense,
yep,
Scott.
Because he said, you know what? I'm not going to do it. He said, I'm not going to do it. Joe Ricketts is interesting. In addition to owning Ameritrade and doing that, he basically does work to help local journalists learn their trade, which is, I think, a commendable thing to do if journalists would just pay attention. But, I mean, the idea was they were going to hire John Voight or somebody else to voice this thing, and they're going to do the whole campaign, and he pulled the plug on it yesterday. And both sides, both camps, applauded him for doing that. So, way to go. All right.
Yeah, but what? So what? Every dirty player on both sides is going to take the high road too?
Nah. Don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, because I'm sure the Obama campaign, you know, they're already targeting Romney.
Okay, so here we go. Yesterday on Andrew Breitbart's website, and then it made it over to Drudge. Back in 1991, a company put together a pamphlet of people, a promotional pamphlet, and one of the people who they mentioned in this said pamphlet was Barack Obama. 1991.
Yeah.
Quote, Barack Obama, the first African-American president of the Harvard Law Review, was born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia and Hawaii.
Oops.
Dang. Well, by late yesterday, and of course, it got picked up on some mainstream news as well. The lady who edited the text said, I just made a mistake. It was a fact-checking error by me.
Oh. Okay. Who edited the text?
Right.
Who wrote the text?
Right. Well, I don't know. Now, the only thing... Yeah.
Who was the initial fact-checker?
Yeah.
Who was the fact-miner, if you will?
And I'm not going to get into the whole birthers thing, but I do consider this unusual, and that is that no time since then did anybody in the Barack Obama organization go, wait, this is not right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They did not...
Nobody said, this guy might be president someday.
They did not dispute it.
And this was in what publication?
Well, what it is it's a company called Distel and Goodrich. They are an agency, and they represented people. A lot of people, Tip O'Neill, folks like that when he was still alive.
Like on the speaking circuit or?
Yeah, and authors, okay. Right. Okay. And so this was a pamphlet that simply said, these are short bios of the people who we represent. And that's what the one about Obama said. So 1991.
So if you're doing a pamphlet and putting a bio on it, how do you normally get that information about the bio?
Yeah, yeah.
From the person himself.
Right.
Ostensibly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, I understand.
Back then there was an email, but don't you send a letter or make a phone call and say, hey, we're putting this pamphlet together. We need to know a little bit about you. Could you send us something?
There's probably something in writing somewhere that does that.
And back then I would think that Barack Obama didn't have a heck of a lot of people to send that bio out, right?
Yeah, probably not. Excuse me, I misspoke. The last remaining hard copy of that up until yesterday probably existed.
Huh.
May not exist anymore.
I'll be darned.
And again.
I think I just became a birther. This is really fishy.
It is a little unusual.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, and of course, as you prepare for your presidential run, you like to find audio of your opponent saying something that, well, doesn't really work that well. We all remember the moment when John Kerry told us that he
voted for it
before he voted against it, right? Speaking in Jacksonville, Florida, Mitt Romney was asked to verify a statement that he'd made on a radio interview show with Sean Hannity. Here's Mitt Romney.
I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was.
Mitt.
once again.
I'm actually going to, I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was.
Because I never tell a lie. Yeah.
So,
I never make a mistake. I never misspeak.
Again, I don't know how many times they've been laughing and guffawing about that at Obama headquarters, but, I mean, sometimes you just make it too easy for them.
Huh?
Don't know
what I said, but I stand by it.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was.
You said you like trees, sir.
Yes, sir.
Something about trees.
They were all the same height. And the thing is,
I believe pie. There may be something about pie in there.
The thing is, in his own way, he could very well have been poking fun at himself by doing that. Because, I mean, if you hear it in his voice, he's not. Yeah, he's
no, that does not sound like he's. That does not sound self-deprecating.
Yeah. Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Okay. Once again.
I'm actually gonna. I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was.
I'd have to see his face, but there's stumbling at the very beginning, so he's caught off guard.
Yes, he was.
And there's not even a slight chuckle. I don't hear a lilt of humor in his voice. There's not even a slight chuckle.
And I think it had to do with Jeremiah Wright, if memory serves, trying to get a verification of things that he had said.
Well,
you know what?
If I'm Mitt Romney's strategist, now that the nomination's mine, I'm not appearing on Hannity ever again. Because you know what? The people that listen to Hannity are going to vote for Mitt Romney.
That's right. You need to get your voter base a little bit wider.
He gains nothing appearing on Sean Hannity now, radio or TV.
I agree completely. All right, 6:48.
It's Fish Friday at the Tap. Not only do you get to enjoy their usual crawfish, corn, and potatoes, but the Tap is now offering catfish plates, popcorn shrimp po' boys and baskets, fish tacos, and fried fish sandwiches this and every Friday, along with the same great drink specials going on during the boil. Make your dinner plans at the Tap this and every Friday for Fish Friday. The crawfish boil starts around 5:30, but the catfish plates, popcorn shrimp po' boys, and baskets, fish tacos, and fried fish sandwiches go on all day. The Tap wants you to party safe. Designate a driver.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Most of us are willing to spend a certain number of dollars on our hobby of gardening. The more we can get for those dollars, however, the happier we are as gardeners. I have some ways you can conserve your money without compromising the results you get while you're out there gardening. Protect your gardening investment. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. It's just $23.95 per year, but you can save even more by buying a big three-year subscription now, just $44.95. This is a very limited-time offer, so don't delay. Call. It's less than $15 per year for the magazine that features the finest garden writers in Texas writing about your Texas landscape and your Texas garden. Every word of our magazine pertains to Texas. We're now in our 26th year. I personally will guarantee your satisfaction or I'll refund every penny. If you're already a subscriber, this is your chance to save the most. 3 years, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, new or renewal, only $44.95. Call today before the price goes up, 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. Speaking of protecting your gardening investment, you want to protect all of your spring plantings, new and old alike, from the ravages of a Texas summertime. Here we are on the edge of another one. Just a few cents worth of water can save trees and shrubs that cost dozens, if not hundreds or thousands of dollars. Learn to recognize early signs of drought and then step to your plant's rescue before they reach the permanent wilting point. That is, the point beyond which they can't recover, even with deep watering. Slow, deep soakings are usually best. Above all, don't ever water by the clock. Plants will dry out at varying rates. You may be watering on 3-day increments in the heat of the summer and once every week or two in late spring or fall, maybe not at all over the wintertime. It all depends. You want to boost your lawn into really active growth. By this time of spring, St. Augustine and Bermuda should be growing at their best paces of the year. Both of these are warm season grasses, which means they're happiest in the 80-plus temperatures that we're seeing now. You can put that active growth to work for you by making sure you have the turf adequately fed with a quality high nitrogen or all nitrogen slow-release fertilizer. In fact, rather than spending dozens of dollars on various types of weed killers, invest instead in a couple of bags of quality lawn food and a lot of the weeds will go away. Vigorous turf that is properly fed, adequately watered, and mowed frequently will crowd out almost all weeds. Then, if a few persist, you can buy the appropriate herbicide. A similar advice goes with pest control. Not every insect is damaging. Those types that are damaging may not be present in large quantities. However, you need to have all of your trees and shrubs properly identified first so you can more quickly identify any problems that begin to arise. Insects and diseases you see are generally common only to a specific plant or small group of closer related plants. If the numbers of insects and the amount of disease seem to be threatening to those plants, use the best available effective control. It may be organic, I'll give you that, but it also may be inorganic. Whichever it needs to be effective, That's the one you want to use. You need to ask the nurseryman before you plunk your money down, how effective is this control? Will it kill all of them, or am I going to have to retreat several times? Perhaps most important of all, though, learn to read your plants. They'll give you early indications of problems that may be arising. Step to their rescue then before things get out of hand. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
I can think of at least six great reasons to get a new motorcycle battery from Batteries Plus. One, Batteries Plus has an enormous selection of motorcycle batteries for nearly every make and model, both import and domestic. Two, Batteries Plus will test your current motorcycle battery for free and let you know if you even need a new one. Three, Batteries Plus will recycle your old motorcycle battery for you. Four, the sealed design of our X2 power motorcycle batteries is maintenance-free and eliminates leakage. Five, Batteries Plus also carries batteries for your cell phone, laptop, digital camera, portable GPS, and pretty much any other gadget you take with you on the road. And the sixth reason to buy your next motorcycle battery from Batteries Plus? You can't get your motor running if you can't get your motor running. Batteries Plus. Find the battery you need to replace at the replace-it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, now through May 31st, and receive $10 off X2 power motorcycle batteries after rebate. Batteries Plus. Any battery, any bulb, for anything.
It's Friday morning. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Here's a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. It was rightly billed as a pitcher's duel, but what silenced the OSU fans in Stillwater's Alley Reynolds Park last night was a big hit by Aggie Matt Yingle.
Aggie runners at first base and third base. The next pitch, high in the air to left field. They're going back. They're on the warning track, and that's a big fly! Left field, big fly! And just made it a 5-2 ball game!
And that's how the Aggies win it in the top of the 13th inning, 5-2. The Aggies had discovered they brought a little Olsen magic with them to Oklahoma, as they had scored two runs in the top of the ninth to tie the game, both on doubles by Troy Stein and Mitchell Now. But it was closer Kyle Martin, working five innings, throwing 65 pitches, who got A&M out of major jams in the bottom of the ninth and the 11th. Tied at 2-2 both times. He threw a strikeout with the bases loaded both times. Here's Rob Childress.
Well, Kyle Martin is a guy that, you know, we kept saying one more inning, he's our closer. But, you know, who knows, we might give up 10 tomorrow and not need him, and, you know, do it again on Saturday and not need him. So he just did an amazing job.
Aggies equaled OSU with 10 hits, but Yingle was the only multi-hitter for A&M, going 3-for-6. And A&M is now one win away from the 40 that they wanted to take to the Big 12 tournament next week. And they can get it tonight when Ross Stripling goes against fellow right-hander Randy McCurry. First pitch at 6:30, and then the final game tomorrow at 1. The Aggies are right now alone in second place in the Big 12 after Baylor blasted Texas 16-5 last night in Waco. They'll play their next two games in Austin tonight and tomorrow. NCAA softball at the Aggie Diamond starting at 4 o'clock when LSU meets Texas State, followed by A&M taking on Bethune-Cookman at 7. The double elimination regional will continue tomorrow with three games. Here's Aggie coach Joe Evans.
We're really excited to be hosting regionals. We're very impressed with the group of teams that are meeting here. A great pitching regional. It's going to be fun to see all the great pitching, and we're excited to play in front of our home fans.
A&M wins this regional. They'll host the winner of the Columbia, Missouri regional in a super regional next weekend for a berth in the World Series at Oklahoma City. Aggie men's golf team is in Bowling Green and tied for fourth place after the first round of the NCAA regional. The top five teams there advanced to nationals. There's still two rounds to play. Speaking of Aggie golf, one of its alums, Ryan Palmer, is the first-round leader at the Byron Nelson in Irving. He shot a 6-under par 64 yesterday. And in high school baseball, Bryan beat Belton 4-2 in the first game of a best-of-three regional quarterfinal series at Belton. Pitcher Travis Gibson got the help of three Viking runs in the first inning, and he struck out 10. The Vikes can advance with a win tomorrow in Mumford, where they'll play game 2-2, and then a third game if needed to follow. Tonight, the Consolidated Baseball team will open their best-of-three series at Temple at 7:30. Game 2 and 3, if needed, will be at Tiger Stadium tomorrow. And the Bryan softball team dropped the first game of their best-of-three series to Klein Collins last night in Huntsville. The Vikings must win today at 5 at Sam Houston to force a third game. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turpinville at 658. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
He's back. Perennial candidate Steve Smith is back. When I say back, I mean he's running for the Supreme Court for the fifth time. And for the fourth time, Steve Smith is running against an incumbent appointed by Republican Governors George Bush and Rick Perry. Don't be fooled by a familiar-sounding name. Vote for Don Willett, not Steve Smith. Political ad paid for by the Texas Bipartisan Justice Committee. Dr. John Coppedge, Treasurer.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click MyAggieRoofer.com. And remember to vote Aggie-owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for Best Roofer in the Brazos Valley beginning June 1st at BestOfTheBrazos.com.
Don't be confused by the name change. We're in the same location with the same great dentist. We just have a new name. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Arentz with Arentz.
The weather is brought to you this morning by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Go to morefeed.com. Look for a high temperature today, near 90, low temperature tonight in the lower 60s, and we'll continue that pattern all the way through Tuesday of next week. 66 right now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Facebook is about to get millions of new friends on Wall Street. Its stock starts trading this morning. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Dave, Mark Zuckerberg will hit the buzzer to open trading today on the NASDAQ, not from here in New York, but remotely from his Menlo Park, California headquarters. He is expected to personally make about $1.15 billion in the offering, which has been valued at $104 billion. Shares will initially sell at $38 each, and 421 million are being offered. It's the third largest public offering in U.S. history, behind General Motors and Visa. Facebook's market value could immediately be higher than giants like McDonald's and Disney.
Accordion insurgents go on the attack in Afghanistan, killing two U.S. troops today, just ahead of the NATO summit in Chicago, which Pakistan's president will attend despite our strained relations. Fox News Radio's Hank Weinblum has more on this live.
Trying to improve relations, the Obama administration is discussing whether to apologize to Pakistan over the incident last November when U.S.-led forces accidentally killed 24 Pakistani forces at the Afghanistan border. Just yesterday, White House National Security Advisor Tom Donilon said this about Pakistan.
We have made real progress, I think, towards resolving the issue around opening up the ground supply lines.
An apology to Pakistan is complicated by election year politics, with President Obama frequently accused of weakness for issuing too many apologies, Dave.
I think when George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin, he was bloody and fired at close range as they fought.
There was a black man with a black hoodie on top of, I think it was a Hispanic guy with a red sweatshirt on the ground, yelling out help.
An eyewitness account, part of a lot of evidence Florida prosecutors have released in the Neighborhood Watch shooting. He claims it was self-defense, but a lead investigator says it wouldn't have happened if Zimmerman did not confront the teenager. In Mississippi, a suspect now arrested in the two late-night deadly highway shootings. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the seventh inning sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable. Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 psi of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
When you need to get the job done, nothing beats the reliability, efficiency, and value of a Kubota. And right now, during Kubota Rewards, you can get financing as low as 0% on new Kubota garden tractors, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles. To learn more, go to Kubota.com or see your Kubota dealer today. Find out why it pays to own orange.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota today, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties.
If our healthcare system is flatlining, maybe it's time to call in a doctor. And Republican Charles Schwertner, candidate for state senate, happens to be a physician and owner of a local medical clinic. As your next state senator, he'll fight against Obamacare and work hard to protect patient rights from big government intrusion. As a conservative state representative, Dr. Schwertner helped write and pass a balanced state budget without raising taxes. He co-authored Texas' new voter ID law and helped restore local control to our public schools. Dr. Schwertner is endorsed by retiring state senator Steve Ogden, who said his expertise in health care will prove invaluable. Dr. Charles Schwertner, Republican for state senate. Proven conservative leadership, exceptional health care expertise.
Local ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. At RV Station in Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. Our philosophy is simple. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Jayco, Puma, Rockwood, and many more. Brands built to last for decades. Right now at RV Station, get a brand new Jayco J-Flight for just $130 a month. Stock number 1437, sale price $13,995, 10% down plus TT&L, 6.99% APR, 144 months with approved credit. Easy to tow, easy on gas, big on family fun for just $130 a month. Sounds like common sense, doesn't it? Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the Presidential Roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
It is easy to get into a certified pre-owned BMW. The hard part is coming to grips with how a BMW will change you. How you won't be able to sleep some nights knowing you have one parked in your garage. How renting another car will cease to be an exciting event. How you will always hate your non-driving day in the carpool. And how every yellow light will seem like a little bit of a test. Yeah, it'll be hard to understand why taking the long way will start to seem like the only way. Or how it will take every ounce of willpower you can summon just to put it in park. Yeah. Change can be hard. But with attractive offers from BMW Financial Services, getting into a certified pre-owned BMW is easier than ever. Plus, get an up to 6-year, 100,000-mile protection plan and complimentary roadside assistance. Newer certified pre-owned. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
WTAW News Time, 707, 66 degrees right now at the studios. Still some pockets of fog out there, kind of low-lying, and certainly in the rural areas it may be a bigger problem, but we'll eventually be left with sunshine today, very much like yesterday, and a high of about 90, and that's going to be the pattern for the weekend. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan City Council has shot down the idea of letting electric customers opt out of recently installed smart meters. Mike Sutherland was alone in supporting his proposal.
We have people that are concerned, and it's very easy, in my view, to accommodate those concerns, and that's what we ought to be doing. We ought to be, this ought to be about building faith and confidence in our government, and not that they can just, we can ride roughshod over them at any time we want to. That's my issue.
Chuck Condola took offense to Sutherland's reference to the council being compassionate dictators.
Mike, I bet you didn't mean it that way, but I'm going to go ahead and reject the term compassionate dictator. I'm a married man with five kids, a business, and a home in Bryan. I was elected into council by my constituents, and I certainly don't see myself as a compassionate dictator.
The council also rejected a motion to refer Sutherland's proposal to the BTU board for further study. A Grimes County man is dead following a crash Thursday morning in Leon County. DPS trooper Jimmy Morgan identified the victim as 64-year-old Philip Warzon of Anderson.
The initial part of the accident indicates maybe there is a health condition that Mr. Warzon had, and the judge has ordered an autopsy to check his health condition. The wife has indicated to our department that he had a heart condition.
Warzon was driving a pickup on Highway 79, 10 miles north of Marquay, when it ran off the road and hit a tree. The collision of a motorcycle and a car closed the northbound lanes of the Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan much of Thursday afternoon.
Two occupants of the motorcycle were transported to a local hospital.
Bobby Williams with the Bryan Police Department says the driver of the car was not transported. Freeway traffic was diverted to the feeder road between noon and 3:30. Details of what happened remain under investigation. Six members of the College Station Fire Department were recognized at the 100 Club's Heroes Awards Banquet in Houston this week. In October of 2011, the team was called to the scene of a head-on collision between a cement truck and a dump truck.
A load of wet concrete was slowly dumping from the concrete truck surrounding the vehicle where the driver was trapped.
The fire department's Bart Humphrey says the team removed the seriously injured victim and saved his life. Humphrey says although they were just doing their job, it's nice to be recognized for their hard work. Names of the six firefighters are available on our website, WTAW.com. It's been 6 weeks since a power outage at A&M Consolidated High School canceled classes for the day. The College Station School District is still jumping through hoops with the Texas Education Agency. At this week's school board meeting, a resolution was passed so employees could be paid for the day. Deputy Superintendent Glenn Walker says it's a state requirement.
Texas Education Code requires us to notify them, first of all, if we do have a campus closure, and then follow up with notifying the community and ensuring that our employees are paid for those days, that they're not at work when the situation is beyond their control. It's primarily just a legality, what we call bookkeeping procedure.
Walker says the district prepaid employees. Last month, the board asked and the state approved a waiver not requiring a makeup day because of the outage. The pain at the pump continues to subside as gas prices keep on falling.
They're cheaper for 6 weeks in a row. Dallas energy analyst Mark Anderley says fears about Iran interrupting the oil markets have faded and the stock markets have been falling.
Wholesale prices have dropped another dime this week. And typically it takes about a week for retail to kind of catch up with the wholesale values. So it looks like for the near term, we've got more drops at the pump coming.
He thinks gasoline could get back down to $3 a gallon and says that could happen sometime in July or August. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
And barely a month after the unsinkable Titanic sank on its maiden voyage in the northern Atlantic, another vessel touted as the world's most powerful warship slid down a giant ramp in Virginia and slipped into the water. Today, exactly 100 years to the day, the battleship Texas remains afloat, meaning unlike Titanic, you don't need a remote-controlled camera or deep-sea underwater vehicle to wander its decks. The Texas, berthed just east of Houston and LaPorte, is undergoing preservation that likely will leave it permanently out of the water when the project is complete in a few years. It's the only remaining U.S. battleship to survive World Wars I and II, and the oldest of the eight existing and now obsolete American battle wagons. WTAW News Time is 7:12, 66 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made.
They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale ends soon.
We're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
This is an important message from the Texas Bipartisan Justice Committee. There are 5 contested appellate judicial races on your ballot this year. Don't fall into the trap of voting for a familiar-sounding name. Don Willett's opponent, perennial candidate Steve Smith, is back for the 5th time trying to get on the Supreme Court. Another candidate running against David Medina has run for office at least 7 times. He has never won a contested Republican primary. Please vote for the best, most experienced judges. Don Willett, David Medina, Nathan Hecht, Sharon Keller, and Tom Gray. They have a combined total of 72 years of appellate judicial experience. Their opponents have a combined total of 2. You be the judge. Don't vote for a familiar-sounding name like Steve Smith. Vote for experienced conservative judges. Vote for Don Willett, David Medina, Nathan Hecht, Sharon Keller, and Tom Gray. Political ad paid for by the Texas Bipartisan Justice Committee, Dr. John Coppedge, Treasurer.
I'm District Attorney Bill Turner. The most important role of the District Attorney is to keep our community safe. That is why I'm supporting Jarvis Parsons. Jarvis Parsons is the only candidate that has been trusted to seek the death penalty for our most dangerous criminals. And I wholeheartedly trust Jarvis Parsons to train our new prosecutors. Jarvis Parsons has the moral courage, strength of character, and commitment to public safety to be a great district attorney. Please join me in voting for Jarvis Parsons on May 29th.
Political ad paid for by Jarvis Parsons for Brazos County District Attorney, Bruce Arrett, Treasurer.
Finding your own health coverage can be confusing, but with Scott White Health Plan, you can get help from a local representative like Connie Wynn.
The individual and family plan is the perfect plan for somebody that's looking for insurance that doesn't have anything offered to them at work. The coverage is really good for the individuals or the entrepreneurs when they own their own business.
Sandra Perry can help you find a plan that fits your budget.
We talk to a lot of people that currently work for an employer that maybe have had to increase their premiums, and they look to the individual family plan for maybe a lower premium with equal value.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott & White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:16. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure has moved east of the area this morning. It's in the western and central Gulf of Mexico, but it will continue to produce sunshine across the area today. Temperatures will be somewhere between 85 and 90 this afternoon. Partly cloudy throughout the region tonight. Lows will be 65 to 70. We'll have sun during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 85 to 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. And partly to mostly sunny Sunday, 85 to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggie baseball coach Rob Childers has said that he wants 40 wins before they go to the Big 12 tournament. And tonight they can get number 40 after they won last night in 13 innings. A&M softball team hosts an NCAA regional starting today. We got that in high school baseball and softball news. More coming up in sports.
There you are. If Mark Zuckerberg weren't rich enough,
yeah,
by the end of the day, he'll be richer. Big numbers. You know, don't worry, we can't take part.
Why can't we?
Well,
it's only $38 a share.
I know.
I can afford a couple of shares.
I understand.
Yeah.
Somebody has to ask you if you want to buy some first, right?
But it's an initial public offering.
Yeah, public.
I'm part of the public.
You'd be part of the public.
I'm part of the public.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Look at me. I got my public card right here.
It's one of those invitation only deals. So
people can't call up their financial manager. Their stockbroker.
Yeah.
Or go online.
No.
You know?
My thought is if you called up your financial advisor, they go, no, nah, I'm sorry, we don't have any. Would you at least look? No, I don't need to. We don't have any.
I've got $76 here, man. How about two shares?
Well, let me have two shares. I just want the certificate so I can put it up on the wall.
But you know what? Well, I don't want to give stock advice. I just don't know that this is going to be a Google or a Microsoft.
Jim Cramer, Turbyville.
Yeah, you want me to shout and throw things at the microphone?
So now, here you go. So if you don't want to invest in Facebook, there's, in fact, if you want to in protest because you can't be part of the IPO, decide, all right, I'm not going to do that. I want to be on EveryMe. That's right. There's another social network out there you can sign up for. It's called EveryMe. And it claims to be a private social network where users can share info only with the people they choose. If you find Facebook's privacy settings cumbersome, confusing, and bloated, you'll like EveryMe. That's Oliver Cameron saying that. He's the company's CEO. We don't have any privacy settings. It's very clear and concise exactly who you are sharing with. So if you want to have yourself another option, there you go.
Hmm.
Make a run for it. The home of the buffalo. Apparently, some 200 buffalo escaped from a farm in Iowa.
Were they roaming?
Yes, they were. They were roaming.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
there weren't any deer or antelope playing.
No,
at the same
I don't
time,
think so.
Yeah, those skies aren't cloudy.
All day.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? Do you know what state? What state uses Home on the Range for its state song?
Wyoming.
No.
Dang. Montana.
Idaho.
Vermont. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Vermont. Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
Those buffalo, Vermont.
It says here Kansas. It says the state of Kansas uses Home on the Range. 200.
I guess there's no such song as Boring Wheat Field.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of range in Kansas.
Yeah. 200 escaped buffaloes made their way across 5 Iowa counties. The Hawkeye State is singing a similar tune. Now authorities are still attempting to round up some of the escaped buffalo that broke out of a pen at a buffalo ranch last Sunday.
Somebody used to call Curly from City Slickers.
There you are. Since their breakout, the buffalo have been spotted in 5 counties and even in neighboring Minnesota.
What do you call 911?
I'm not
911. What's your emergency? I'm pretty sure there's a buffalo in my backyard.
He's just standing there.
He looks like he's up to no good.
Yeah.
Maybe county, on drugs or something.
Yes.
A county sheriff spokesman says that buffalo.
Don't confront him, Mr. Zimmerman. No.
He says buffalo are really, really fast. Really, really fast.
At what?
Well, just fast. They move fast.
I was going to say, are we talking morally or speed?
I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, I guess, you know, if there's a bunch of charging buffalo.
Yeah,
they're going to be faster than you.
That credit card bill is going to be heck.
It really is. All right, now, there are two things.
It's Friday,
that are,
can you tell?
I know.
I'm taking nothing seriously.
It is.
Why? Because it's Friday?
Because it's Friday.
Are you working next week?
Well, yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's not like I'm phoning in. Are you kidding? I was gone for 2 weeks. Like I've got vacation time.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Okay. All right. So if there are two things that
I've worked all week, 2 weeks in a row.
No,
you're worn out.
Yeah,
I am.
He's hard to be with, isn't he?
Yeah.
Really. Oh no, that's right. He did work a full day yesterday. Okay.
Darn near.
If there are two things that are universal about filling timesheets, then they are one, that it's very profitable, and two, nobody really likes to do it. But there is just one universal rule about beer. Nobody can say no to free beer. So an advertising agency in Brazil decided the only way to make sure that their employees do their timesheets was the lure of free beer.
Really?
Yeah. They decided to stack their fridge with loads of beer and lock it electronically. The moment that everyone in the office filled in their timesheets by Friday, they're rewarded with their beer. Talk about peer pressure. Come on, man. Get it done.
Why would you not fill out your timesheet?
I
mean, that how you get paid?
All right.
They don't need beer. Don't print that paycheck, and you know that'd probably get them on the ball better than even beer. What do you think?
Okay, Tom. When was the last time you had to fill out a timesheet?
Oh, probably when I was 19.
Okay. All right. See, so you're trying to call on something like from 45 years ago and say, well, I don't understand why they won't do that.
Yeah.
Number one, 19-year-olds are different than they were when you were 19.
Uh-huh.
And number two, I mean, it, to use Chase's phrase, smacks of effort.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
You know, so I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Makes sense to a grown-up, but for the younger folks, they just go, God, what a pain. Why do I have to do this? Just give me the check.
You know? But did you ever work for a place that had a time clock where you took the card and put it in?
Ka-chunk.
Like that? But wasn't that cool the first time you worked for a place that had a time clock and there was actually a card with your name on it? And I mean, it really meant you had a job.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah, the new wore off of that about week two.
Hello.
Hi, it's not just the young ones. It's all ages.
Oh.
And the reason that payroll is having to bribe them is because the law doesn't allow you not to pay them. So even though they turn it in late, you're not allowed to wait till the next time.
Oh,
to
is
pay
that
them.
Right? No, okay. Very interesting.
That does
thank
not
you.
Surprise me because, yeah. After all, look at it this way. You know, whether you're a 19-year-old snowflake away from home for the first time or if you're a 45-year-old person who has to fill out a timesheet, by golly, if you don't get your check just because it smacked of effort for you to turn your vehicle around the day that timesheets were due because you were halfway home.
Right.
And,
I don't want to go back there.
Right. It's the employer's fault.
Uh-huh. It is. Yeah. It is, yeah. After all. You know, yeah. Well, you know why it's their fault? You know why it's the employer's fault,
why?
Scott?
Yeah.
Because they're the ones with the money.
Oh, you're right. They're the ones who are all rich,
yes.
Aren't they? All those people who own small businesses, they're all rich.
They live in solid gold houses
they
and
do.
Drive rocket cars.
Yep. That's right. And they go away on vacation every weekend.
That's right. They wear coats that are made out of the soles of small children.
Hi, sweetie. How was school?
Good. We learned about Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration with a feather, and George Washington was our first president.
You're right. State Board of Education Chairman Barbara Cargill is making sure all kids in Texas learn about our founding fathers.
Why didn't he use a computer?
You'll learn why America's the most special country in the world, and because of Barbara Cargill, you'll learn why they used feathers and not computers.
I'm Chair Barbara Cargill, State Board of Education. Vote May 29th. Kids count with Cargill.
Paid for by Cargill Campaign.
You know, it's been a while since I talked about our TV watching at our house. Just about everything that we watch, seriously, just about everything that we watch in the evening time are shows that have been recorded on our DVR. See, there's a handful of shows that we really, really like. We like Touch, the new Kiefer Sutherland show. We like The Firm. We like the CSI shows. You know, we like the Seinfeld reruns. We've told you about that. We also like Blue Bloods. Those are just a few. The DVR by Suddenlink, it's really changed our TV watching. We don't watch much live TV, so to speak, anymore. It's all on the DVR. And when you have it recorded on the DVR, you can pause it, you can fast forward it, you can rewind it. And you know, you can get high-speed internet and you can get telephone service with their red tag event that's going on right now with Suddenlink. We've talked about that too. As low as $15 a month for the internet service, as low as $25 a month for the rest of your life for the telephone service. So call Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866 and ask them about bundling all of it. The internet, the telephone, and of course the cable that comes with the DVR. High definition if you got it. And, of course, video on demand. It's Suddenlink. They got it all.
Hi, this is Chuck Norris. I'm here to tell you that we need Rick Davis to be Brazos County's next district attorney. Crime is a serious problem, and it requires a person with experience and courage to take it down. As a proven trial judge, Rick Davis has shown he's tough on crime and committed to the good people of Brazos County. In last Bar Association poll, lawyers voted Rick Davis the best Brazos County district judge. Elect Rick Davis for Brazos County district attorney. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign. David Tubes, treasurer.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. ThomasMooreFeed.com. High temperature today. Actually, you can take this all the way through Tuesday and next week. High temperature right around 90. Low temperature each night will be in the middle to lower 60s. And that's it. No mention of rain in the forecast. Right now, we have 90% humidity, and it's 66.
This Saturday is Complete Nutrition's annual buy one, get one half event. Buy any Complete Nutrition product and get the second at half price.
Complete Nutrition.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Just a few years ago, nobody would have predicted it, but North Dakota has now overtaken Alaska to become the number two oil-producing state in America. In March, North Dakota drillers pumped 17.8 million barrels of oil, beating Alaska, which pumped about 17.5 million. New wells continue to come online, so the Dakota oil boom has staying power. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, put things in perspective. In 1999, we had zero rigs working. People left this industry for dead in North Dakota. The technology, geology, price, the business climate changed all of that. Now, sadly, North Dakota took the number two spot only because California and Louisiana have cut back production. This is more than oil. It's opportunity, said Ness. We want these other states moving in the right direction, too. That's right, Mr. Ness, but only some of us are celebrating the economic boom that North Dakota's enjoying. You know that, and I know that. The environmentalist wackos could figure out a way to shut the oil production in your state down. They would. After all, Obama shut down the Keystone Pipeline because jobs and economic growth are not as important as campaign donations from these wackos. And we also know something else. The oil boom in North Dakota has produced the lowest unemployment rate of all 50 states, 3%. But Democrats would rather see unemployment continue to soar than have what's happening in North Dakota happen elsewhere in America.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 67 degrees right now at the studios. Still some pockets of fog in the area, so be careful. Certainly if you're in the rural areas, could see some fog out there in the low-lying areas. Otherwise, sunshine today with a high of about 90. Warm, but otherwise pretty nice. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Six College Station firefighters were recognized this week for saving a man's life last October. College Station Fire Department's Bart Humphrey says the team was honored at the 100 Club's Heroes Awards banquet in Houston.
It's nice to have that recognition every once in a while, just to kind of reaffirm that you're doing something good for people, and then there's people out there that recognize it and appreciate it.
Humphrey says the team rescued a truck driver involved in a head-on collision with a cement truck. The six firefighters' names are available on our website, WTAW.com. Northbound traffic on Earl Rudder Freeway was delayed for several hours Thursday afternoon after the collision of a motorcycle and a car.
It's going to be shut down from University to Briarcrest northbound.
Bryan PD's Bobby Williams says two passengers on the motorcycle were taken to a local hospital, but the driver of the car was not transported. Freeway traffic was diverted to the feeder road. Details of what happened remain under investigation. An autopsy has been ordered for a Grimes County man killed in a one-vehicle crash north of Marquay Thursday morning.
A 2001 Chevrolet pickup truck driven by a Philip Edward Warzon of Anderson.
8:64. It appears Mr. Anderson left the roadway and struck a tree.
DPS trooper Jimmy Morgan says the victim had a prior heart condition, and that may have contributed to the accident. It's a big day on Wall Street as Facebook goes public, but some Texas financial planners say hanging your financial securities hat on the Facebook IPO is not a smart move.
Sure, Facebook is hot and has buzz, and everybody knows somebody who made a bundle in high-tech investments, but Wendy Kowalik of Predico Partners says tech IPOs generate more buzz than profits.
Most of them are not the huge successes that people think of with the billionaires and the things that they like to relate to with those IPOs.
She says Facebook will sell at huge multiples of its earnings, and social media isn't Microsoft or Dell. Facebook could be an 8-track tape by next year, surpassed by the next big thing. Remember MySpace? In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
A Bryan City Council majority decided this week the time came and went to give electricity customers the option of not having smart meters. Mayor Jason Byinski asked Mike Sutherland, who proposed customers have the opportunity to return to traditional meters, who would pay for reading them.
You got to hire somebody to go out there and read that meter. I, as a ratepayer, or Miss Anderson as a ratepayer, shouldn't have to bear that cost.
Well, I didn't. I agree
so
with that.
You're saying they're going to, it's a $30,000 position, and there's two people that that opt out, then they're going to pay an additional $15,000 a year.
And I want to do that.
Ann Horton was against Sutherland's call requiring BTU to get written permission before going on private property.
The concern about BTU employees being on the property doing something? Seriously, they've been on my property for years and years reading my meter. I don't understand why you're concerned about somebody being on there now.
Sutherland says the smart meter request came from constituents and after he learned that at least one other utility company offers such an option. For the second consecutive month, the College Station School Board addressed state requirements related to the April 4th power outage at A&M Consolidated High School. Deputy Superintendent Glenn Walker says the board had to pass a resolution just to pay employees.
We do a resolution signed by the Board of Trustees and authorizing payment for those individuals that, for whatever reason, could not clock in and clock out during that day. The board was aware of the situation, and so that we did not have any financial impact on any employees, we prepaid them as such, as if they worked that day, and now we file a resolution and put that on file that the board has agreed with that action.
The Texas Education Agency previously approved CSISD's request to waive a makeup day related to the outage. And a jury has found a former Roman Catholic priest guilty of plotting the death of a man who accused him of sexual abuse. Dallas County jury of 3 men and 9 women returned its verdict on John Fiala Thursday afternoon after deliberating for a few hours. Testimony then began in the penalty phase. Fiala could get up to life in prison for solicitation of capital murder. Prosecutors say Fiala tried to hire a neighbor's brother to kill the man who accused him of abusing him in 2008. That's when the man was 16 and Fiala was the priest at a rural West Texas parish. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 68 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, this is Hunter Goodwin with the Oldham Goodwin Group. I want to tell you about a friend of mine, Brian Steven, at Paramount Property Analyst. Brian has saved my company and my clients over $750,000 in the last 3 years. PPA is locally owned and operated here in the Bryan College Station area. Brian can travel throughout the state of Texas or abroad to do property tax appeals. Brian works on a contingency fee basis, and he only gets paid if he saves you money. In today's market volatility, now is the time to call PPA. Call now, 485-8537.
Hi, Genghis Khan. Rumor has it some of you may be in a snit about an unladylike phrase I used in a recent TV ad for Genghis Grill. If I ruffled feathers, my regrets. To kiss and make up, I'm extending my 2-for-20 offer. Get 2 bowls and a free appetizer or dessert for only $20. Just tell your server a more respectful Genghis Khan sent you. Come, build your own bowl from over 80 delicious fresh ingredients that our grill masters stir-fry to perfection. Seize control. Build your own bowl at Genghis Grill.
When you're ready for your weekend to be more than just hanging out at the house, RV Station is ready to show you what's out there waiting for you on the open road. Whether it's a travel trailer or a fifth wheel, maybe you just need a toy hauler to go in the back of whatever you have. Stop by and see them at RV Station. They're located at 2815 Earl Rudder Freeway as an example. You'll find more than 85 units there on the lot. A 2012 Puma Canyon Cat, priced at $79.95 at $6,800 off your MSRP. It's going to be a great summer, and again, you want to have the kind of vacation that you want to have, where you've got control. Take your vacation with RV Station, because the family fun does start right there. have a look at that particular deal. But go online first if you want to, rvstationonline.com, and see the entire stock that they have. Names like Heartland and Keystone and Jayco and Forest River. Quality pieces of equipment going in so that they last for years and years and years. If you're just moving up or you're just moving in for the first time, then make sure that RV Station is the place that you stop to have a look at what they've got for you. Have your vacation the way that you want to. Have your weekends the way that you want to. Stop and see them. 2815 Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or go to rvstationonline.com.
Mark Levin here. Texas is ground zero in the battle between liberty and tyranny. Thankfully, my friend Ted Cruz is a proven warrior for liberty. Ted's dad fled oppression in Cuba, and Ted has spent a lifetime defending the Constitution. Now, David Duerst is spending millions of dollars lying about Ted Cruz. On China, the man Duerst tells you is an American manufacturer, actually moved his entire factory to China 20 years ago. Ted fought against Chinese counterfeiting and won before the U.S. Supreme Court. I know Ted. He's a Reagan conservative. He took on the United Nations defending U.S. sovereignty and won. Duerst proposed the state income tax and supported in-state tuition for illegal aliens. We cannot have another career establishment Republican in Washington. Join me and join Sarah Palin. Choose Ted Cruz for U.S. Senate.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ted Cruz for Senate.
This Saturday is Complete Nutrition's annual Buy One, Get One Half event. It's by far our biggest sale of the year, and it's one day only. Buy any Complete Nutrition product and get the second at half price. That's right, buy any Complete Nutrition product and get the second half price. This sale is so big, our stores run out of product every year. Products like Reveal, CTS 360, Tone, Charger, and all of our sports products. Buy one, get one half. Even if you're a brand new customer and have been thinking about losing weight, increasing energy, or building muscle, this Saturday's the time to buy. It's one day only, and the Buy One, Get One Half sales event is only good while supplies last. So hurry in this Saturday and take advantage of our biggest sale of the year. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express, or call 979-703-7987.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. With us baby boomers ripening, I'm noticing getting out of the car is getting to be more of a challenge. I'm not ready for a turning seat to get out of my truck yet, but it seems like I'm looking down both of the barrels. If you or someone you know is looking for options for getting in and out of their vehicle, visit our website at yourmobilitysolutions.com. Come see us on Highway 21 outside Wixon Valley, Texas, or call us at 979-589-2005.
Hey, good morning. It's 740, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing. Go to unitedroofingpros.com or give them a call at 268-ROOF.
High pressure covers the western and central Gulf of Mexico this morning. It also covers the eastern half of Texas. We're going to be responsible for a pretty decent weekend as the high works its way over towards Florida. Lots of sunshine today. We're going to be in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with lows dropping into the upper 60s. Sunny tomorrow in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the upper 60s. Sunshine on Sunday in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
A&M's not the only Texas school looking for a new athletic director. SMU is, too. They fired theirs yesterday. Steve Orsini gets the boot. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Aggie baseball as they win one in the 13th inning at Stillwater last night. That and more coming up in sports.
There you go. It's 741. College Station City Council member Jess Fields joins us in half an hour. You probably heard about by this now that Verizon is dumping their unlimited data plans for new customers.
They are. Oh, for new customers.
There's a way to keep your unlimited data, though, if you already have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Through the nose.
Doesn't he just lord over you about that?
Man.
Yeah.
You know how much my cell phone bill was this month?
How much?
$76.
Okay. There you go.
$76.
According to CNET News, customers who hold on to their existing phone, that's right, that little diesel-powered clam thingy that you've got there.
Or a BlackBerry.
Yeah, or a BlackBerry. And agree to...
Come on, baby. Come on.
Yeah.
Pump the accelerator.
Mine's out of battery in the car right
now. Imagine that.
If you have trouble starting, press #3. Yeah, anyway. All right, here's the deal, though. If you hold on to that existing phone or agree to pay full price for any new device, and I believe you'll recall our conversation last week, that new iPhone would be about $600 if you want to do that. When you renew your contract, then you'll be able to keep your unlimited data plan for now. See how that
so you decide you like your iPhone a bit too much, and so then in, 2 years later when they really want you to upgrade, you know, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then we're going to have to talk about your unlimited data.
Yeah, oh, sure. So just get ready for that. Gone are the days when kids strive for perfect attendance, apparently. Gosh, when it comes to school, there are a lot of things kids probably don't strive for anymore. Anyway, new research shows that between 10 and 15% of students nationwide are chronically absent. That is, as many as 7.5 million students miss a month of school each year. That's what it would be. Month.
And I'm growing up with my mama.
According to
A month.
According to USA Someday,
that's
kids
called
who,
truancy, isn't it?
Well,
yeah,
I believe so.
That's that's a chronic absent child.
Yeah.
According to USA Today, kids who miss that much school more likely to fail academically.
Duh. Oh, really?
Or drop out of school. Wow. I'm shocked. I am shocked. Students who miss a lot of school in 1 year are more likely to miss several days in the following years. Over the course of 4 or 5 years, these kids may miss half of a school year. Just 6 states track chronic absenteeism. Just 6 states.
I'd be interested to know how the numbers break down. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say, what are the rates of, let's say, 6th grade and down compared to 7th grade and up.
Right, yes.
And then certainly high school.
Yeah.
And
any of those things.
Gosh, are we trying to fit a square peg into a round hole? You know, because maybe the curriculum that's being forced upon them is not necessarily where their skill set lies. Maybe we should be training them for a job in the real world instead of telling everybody they're entitled to a college education. Wait, my microphone was on. Did I make you uncomfortable?
Well, here's the thing, though. We keep using this real world term, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What we really mean is we would like the schools to educate these youth to prepare for jobs that will allow them to pay taxes.
Utes.
Yeah, that's what we really mean. Okay, real-world jobs, we want them to be paying taxes too, okay? Because otherwise, we're going to be supporting them one way or the other. Whether they're in an institution or they're out on the street, we're going to have to support them if they don't have their education. So just anyhow, the states that do are Florida, Georgia, Maryland, Nebraska, Oregon, and Rhode Island. Findings were released yesterday in conjunction with a congressional...
Rhode Island, you can stick your head out the window and see all the schools.
Hey, y'all to school!
Okay. Hey.
Man, you are taking the day off, aren't you?
we could talk
puppies and flowers, and you'd probably come up with something about that.
You know, right? Every once in a while, some stuff off my chest.
Sure, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. So anyway, let's go back to when Facebook started back in 2004. Just some other observations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I had that idea, but I thought, no,
yeah, it wouldn't work.
Do it. Yeah.
Facebook launched in 2004. Today, there are more users than the entire internet had back in 2004. Okay. There were 50 million sites on the web. Today, there are 600 million. Google in 2004 was the 5th most popular brand. 5th.
Really?
Yep. They were ranked behind Yahoo and AOL, among others.
Wow.
Wow.
That dog from Lycos was still giving them
a run
for the money.
Matter of fact. Now, for their part, Time Magazine, smart boys that they are, were recommending Friendster.com as one of the best websites.
Mm.
Friendster. And the BBC said if you want to look something up, one of the most useful sites you'll find on the web, encyclopedia.com.
Right, of course.
I wonder if they're still around. Anyway, I know 2004 sounds like a long time ago, but it really, 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 really isn't. So, and again, what will we be talking about?
It doesn't sound like that long ago.
What will we talk about 8 years from now? Remember that, what was it called? Booking Face or something?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, Booking Face.
Yeah, see how that
Oh, the pictures will still be out there.
Yes, they will. Yep, yep. If you're missing a stack of fresh tortillas, Seattle police would like to have a word with you.
They're always, you know, always disappearing.
Huffington Post reports a prowler smashed out the window of a parked Jeep and stole nothing, but they left something behind for the car's owner. That was a dozen tortillas. Police responded with the following statement to the public.
Texas Tech students, get out of our state.
Yes. The Seattle Police Department would like to take this opportunity to remind car prowlers that you shouldn't break into something that's nachos.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
The Washington Insiders have come to Texas. Special interests flooding the airways with false attacks on David Dewhurst. But Governor Rick Perry is setting them straight.
You know the D.C. insiders are scared when they spend millions of dollars attacking Texas conservatives. Despite their D.C. double talk, the facts are simple. David Dewhurst is a conservative fighter. David repeatedly cut spending. David strongly opposes a state income tax. And he's cut taxes 51 times. Together, we've balanced the budget 5 times without raising taxes. It wasn't always easy, but it was the right thing to do. David's the one candidate best prepared to make conservative change happen in Washington. Don't let anyone tell you different.
Straight talk from Governor Rick Perry.
Join me in supporting David Dewhurst for Senate. Our country needs him, and so does Texas.
Early voting is open today. Vote now for conservative David Dewhurst for Senate.
I'm David Dewhurst, and I approve this message.
If our healthcare system is flatlining, maybe it's time to call in a doctor. And Republican Charles Schwertner, candidate for state senate, happens to be a physician and owner of a local medical clinic. As your next state senator, he'll fight against Obamacare and work hard to protect patient rights from big government intrusion. As a conservative state representative, Dr. Schwertner helped write and pass a balanced state budget without raising taxes. He co-authored Texas' new voter ID law and helped restore local control to our public schools. Dr. Schwertner is endorsed by retiring state senator Steve Ogden, who said his expertise in health care will prove invaluable. Dr. Charles Schwertner, Republican for state senate. Proven conservative leadership, exceptional healthcare expertise.
Local ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Dating can be a challenging experience for young adults. I think we all have at least one horror story that comes to mind. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author Shanna Shute has developed a list of qualities every single should look for in a safe date. Someone who is likely to turn into a responsible and loving spouse if the relationship progresses. First, a safe person will respect your boundaries. If your boyfriend calls you while you're at work, when you've repeatedly told him not to, he's not respecting your boundaries. And if he doesn't respect you in this area, he likely won't respect you in others. Second, a safe person won't treat you like a child. Guys, there's a big difference between a woman who is mature and controlled and one who acts like your mother. If she doesn't think you can be trusted to make your own decisions, it might be time to move on. Third, a safe person will forgive you, not condemn you. We all make mistakes in relationships. If your significant other holds a grudge, even after you've sincerely apologized, you might want to reconsider the relationship. By a similar token, a safe person is also willing to admit their own faults rather than to blame others. Finally, a safe person is responsible. This is a no-brainer. If you're dating someone who's constantly in financial trouble or switching jobs due to their poor choices, they're probably not marriage material. For more on relationships and other information to help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up Mobil Super Conventional Motor Oil for $2.99 a quart or High Mileage for $3.49 a quart. Protect against sludge and wear with Mobil Super Conventional or High Mileage Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply, see store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Janet Hubert. You probably know me as Aunt Viv on TV's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but it's my latest role as an African-American woman with osteoporosis that's got me fired up. Like, did you know that 35% of African-American women are estimated to have low bone mass? What's even more frustrating is that few African-American women are tested and treated for the disease. Come on now, ladies. Talk to your doctor today. Osteoporosis, it's beatable, it's treatable. To learn more, visit NOF.org.
Friday morning sports. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville at 7:53, and the sports is brought to you by Awards and More. NCAA softball regionals at the Aggie Diamond today. Starting at 4 o'clock, that's when LSU will take on Texas State. That'll be followed by A&M taking on Bethune-Cookman at 7 o'clock. Now, it's a double elimination regional, and it'll continue tomorrow with three games. Yeah, a little different format here. Game 3 will be the Friday winners. That'll be at 1 o'clock. Then Game 4 tomorrow will be the two Friday losers. That'll be at 4 o'clock. And then the Game 3 loser meets the Game 4 winner at 7 o'clock tomorrow. So three games tomorrow. That leaves on Sunday the first possible championship game at 1, and if a second game is needed, that'll be at 3:30. Coach Joe Evans says her team's at home, but not overconfident.
Well, I've never known our team ever to be complacent at home, so I don't worry about that a bit. We get really fired up to play at home. We feed off of our fans, but we always say as a team, it's our job to get the fans in it and not their job to get us in it. So I think our team does a really good job responding here at home and playing very relaxed. You know, last year we were undefeated at home, and this year we've dropped four games at home, and three of those are to two of these teams in the top 16 seeds. So, and the other was Houston, who's in the tournament as well. So we feel comfortable here.
If A&M wins the regional, they will host the winner of the Columbia-Missouri regional in a super regional next weekend for a berth in the World Series at Oklahoma City. Last night at Oklahoma State and Stillwater, Texas A&M and OSU in a pitcher's duel. It went to the 13th inning, all tied up 2-2. Top of the 13th, Aggies did this.
Aggie runners at first base and third base. The next pitch, high in the air to left field. They're going back. They're on the warning track, and that is that's a big fly! Left field, big fly! And just made it a 5-2 ball game.
That was Matt Yingle with just his third home run of the year. And Yingle gets the eventual winner. 5-2 was the final score. A&M brought a little Olsen magic to Oklahoma with them as they scored two runs in the top of the ninth to stay alive and tie the game, both on doubles by Troy Stein and Mitchell Now. The closer, Kyle Martin, worked five innings and threw 65 pitches, and he got A&M out of major jams in the bottom of the ninth and the bottom of the 11th, tied 2-2. He threw a strikeout with the bases loaded both times.
Well, Kyle Martin is a guy that, you know, we kept saying one more inning, he's our closer. But, you know, who knows, we might give up 10 tomorrow and not need him, and, you know, do it again on Saturday and not need him. So he just did an amazing job.
A&M is one win away from the 40 that they wanted to take to the Big 12 tournament next week, and they can get it tonight when Ross Stripling goes against fellow right-hander Randy McCurry. First pitch at 6:30, and the final game tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Aggies right now alone in second place in the Big 12 after Baylor blasted Texas 16-5 last night in Waco. They'll play game 2 and 3 in Austin tonight and tomorrow. High school baseball, Bryan beat Belton 4-2 in the first game of the best-of-three regional quarterfinal series in Belton. Pitcher Travis Gibson got the help of three Viking runs in the first inning, and he struck out 10 in his six innings of work. The Vikes can advance with a win tomorrow in Mumford, where they'll play game two at 2 o'clock. A third game, if needed, will follow. Tonight, the consolidated baseball team will open their best-of-three series at Temple at 7:30. Game two and three, if needed, will be at Tiger Stadium tomorrow starting at 4. The Bryan softball team dropped the first game of their best-of-three series to Klein Collins in Huntsville. The Vikes were out-hit 8-3 in the regional semifinal game. Vikings must win today at 5 at Huntsville to force a third game. Aggie men's golf team is at Bowling Green, Kentucky, tied for fourth place after the first round of the NCAA regional. The top five teams advanced to the nationals. Ty Dunlap led A&M at 171. A&M is 11 shots behind the first round leader UCLA, but just one shot behind second place Chattanooga and Colorado State. Two more rounds to play. Speaking of Aggie golf, one of its alumni, Ryan Palmer, is the first round leader at the Byron Nelson tournament in Irving. Palmer shot a 6-under-64 for a one-shot lead. He was runner-up last year, losing in a playoff to Keegan Bradley. SMU Athletic Director Steve Orsini has been fired, effective immediately. School President R. Gerald Turner announced the move in a news release yesterday. There were no specific reasons given for the decision, which came only weeks after Orsini hired Hall of Fame basketball coach Larry Brown. And in the NBA last night, Indiana beat Miami 94-75 to take a 2-1 series lead there, but San Antonio beat the Clippers 105-88, and the Spurs lead that series 2-0. Astros win, Rangers lose. That's sports. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees, or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can...
Is this going to be a nice day today? Look for a high temperature today. Probably about 90 degrees. Low temperature tonight will be in the mid-60s. No mention of rain in the forecast all the way through Tuesday of next week. And right now we're looking at 68 degrees. Do you have a news tease for us? Never mind. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A lot of people will soon have a new Facebook status, investor. The social networker is about to be linked to Wall Street.
It'll be one of the largest initial public offerings in history, and demand for shares of the social networking giant ahead of its IPO have been intense. Facebook upped the price for shares and even increased the number of shares being sold, a move that could value Facebook at more than $100 billion.
That's Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasa. The price of shares set at $38, and Facebook's founder will ring the buzzer to open trading today on the NASDAQ. Facebook going public at a time when the market's been down. The Dow's gone down 11 of the last 12 sessions. The suspect in two highway killings in Mississippi is behind bars. First arrested as a rape suspect Tuesday, but his gun was the smoking gun.
We sent that as well as some other evidence through the state crime laboratory, and the weapon came back as a positive match.
Warren Strain with Mississippi's Department of Safety. The suspect did not pose as a fake cop, as first believed. John Edwards' jury is about to get to work, deciding if he broke the law to hide an affair while running for president. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah, that jury, which has not been sequestered, showing up at this hour to begin its deliberations. The 12 must resolve six counts against Edwards, dealing with money that went to his mistress and to an aide who turned into Edwards' chief accuser. The bottom line, did Edwards merely commit adultery, or did he break federal law by diverting more than $1 million in campaign contributions to cover up his affair? Dave?
Rich, the U.S. will not apologize to Pakistan for last year's attack near the Afghanistan border that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. This just days before Pakistan's president attends a NATO summit in Chicago. Now, he is considering reopening a key NATO supply route to Afghanistan that was closed after that attack. Two U.S. troops were killed today in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Well, I'm a salesman, and I'm on my feet all day long, so comfort's really important to me. That's why I tried the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles.
Only the 2-ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
What a huge difference they make. It's really a miracle.
Try the Profoot 2-ounce Miracle Insole. Available at Walmart.
One day it's nice out, the next it's miserable. As the weather keeps changing, your utility bills keep climbing higher and higher.
You can't control the weather, but you can control costs with a high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox. Barker's Heating and Cooling serves the College Station area with quality Lennox products and the very best in service. Barker's offers free estimates on equipment replacements. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Finding your own health coverage can be confusing, but with Scott White Health Plan, you can get help from a local representative like Connie Wynn.
The individual and family plan is the perfect plan for somebody that's looking for insurance that doesn't have anything offered to them at work. The coverage is really good for the individuals or the entrepreneurs when they own their own business.
Sandra Perry can help you find a plan that fits your budget.
We talk to a lot of people that currently work for an employer that maybe have had to increase their premiums, and they look to the individual family plan for maybe a lower premium with equal value.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott & White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
Mark Levin here. Texas is ground zero in the battle between liberty and tyranny. Thankfully, my friend Ted Cruz is a proven warrior for liberty. Ted's dad fled oppression in Cuba, and Ted has spent a lifetime defending the Constitution. Now, David Duhurst is spending millions of dollars lying about Ted Cruz. On China, the man Duhurst tells you is an American manufacturer, actually moved his entire factory to China 20 years ago. Ted fought against Chinese counterfeiting and won before the U.S. Supreme Court. I know Ted. He's a Reagan conservative. He took on the United Nations defending U.S. sovereignty and won. Duhurst proposed a state income tax and supported in-state tuition for illegal aliens. We cannot have another career establishment Republican in Washington. Join me and join Sarah Palin. Choose Ted Cruz for U.S. Senate.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ted Cruz for Senate.
If our healthcare system is flatlining, maybe it's time to call in a doctor. And Republican Charles Schwertner, candidate for state Senate, happens to be a physician and owner of a local medical clinic. As your next state senator, he'll fight against Obamacare and work hard to protect patient rights from big government intrusion. As a conservative state representative, Dr. Schwertner helped write and pass a balanced state budget without raising taxes. He co-authored Texas' new voter ID law and helped restore local control to our public schools. Dr. Schwertner is endorsed by retiring state senator Steve Ogden, who said his expertise in health care will prove invaluable. Dr. Charles Schwertner, Republican for state Senate. Proven conservative leadership, exceptional healthcare expertise.
Local ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
Two great reasons to upgrade to LED light bulbs today. One, LEDs can last up to 30 times longer than conventional bulbs and 4 times longer than compact fluorescents. And two, you can save $10 on LED light bulbs right now at Batteries Plus. Batteries Plus, the replace it place. Savings on Setco Color 1 LED bulbs. Other exclusions may apply. See store or website for details.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station, located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, now through May 31st for $10 savings on Setco LED light bulbs instantly. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb, for anything.
Speaking with Ron Smith, owner of Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is Karistan Month.
You offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down in generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. Those rugs are built to last.
Hurry into Aggieland Carpet One for Karistan Month. Area rugs up to 50% off. Sale ends soon.
We're located right on Highway 6,
next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, my name's Chris Carstens. I'm a framing contractor here in the Brazos Valley. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for the last 8 years. The reason I shop with him is because he gives me the fairest deals and he makes it easy.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
WTAW News Time, 808, 72 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 90. We'll take a look at your forecast after this news update brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Bryan City Council has shot down the idea of letting utility customers opt out of using recently installed smart meters. Councilman Mike Sutherland was alone in supporting that proposal.
We have people that are concerned. And it's very easy, in my view, to accommodate those concerns, and that's what we ought to be doing. This ought to be about building faith and confidence in our government, and not that they can just, we can ride roughshod over them at any time we want to. That's my issue.
Councilman Chuck Condrell took offense to Sutherland's reference to the council being compassionate dictators.
Mike, I bet you didn't mean it that way, but I'm going to go ahead and reject the term compassionate dictator. I'm a married man with 5 kids, a business, and a home in Bryan. I was elected into council by my constituents, and I certainly don't see myself as a compassionate dictator.
The council also rejected a motion to refer Sutherland's proposal to the BTU board for further study. A Grimes County man is dead following a crash Thursday morning in Leon County. DPS trooper Jimmy Morgan identified the victim as 64-year-old Philip Warzon of Anderson.
The initial part of the accident indicates maybe there is a health condition that Mr. Warzon had, and the judge has ordered an autopsy to check his health condition. The wife has indicated to our department that he had a heart condition.
Warzon was driving a pickup on Highway 79, 10 miles north of Marquay, when it went off the road and struck a tree. The collision of a motorcycle and a car closed the northbound lanes of the Earl Rudder Freeway much of Thursday afternoon.
2 occupants of the motorcycle were transported to a local hospital.
Bobby Williams of the Bryan Police Department says the driver of the car was not transported. Freeway traffic was diverted to the feeder road between noon and 3:30. Details of what happened remain under investigation. Federal authorities say they hope to solve the worst white powder mailing case in U.S. history because the letters are tying up first responders and costing taxpayers millions of dollars. Authorities believe the same person has sent nearly 400 letters containing non-toxic powder to locations across the country and abroad from Texas over the past 4 years. No one has been harmed, but each incident diverts fire department personnel and resources. 6 members of the College Station Fire Department were recognized at the 100 Club's Heroes Awards Banquet in Houston this week. In October of 2001, the team was called to the scene of a head-on collision between a cement truck and a dump truck.
A load of wet concrete was slowly dumping from the concrete truck surrounding the vehicle where the driver was trapped.
The fire department's Bart Humphrey says the team removed the seriously injured victim and saved his life. Humphrey says although they were just doing their job, it's nice to be recognized for hard work. Names of the 6 firefighters are on our website, WTAW.com. It's been 6 weeks since a power outage at 8M Consolidated High School canceled classes for a day. The College Station School District is still going through hoops with the Texas Education Agency. At this week's school board meeting, a resolution was passed so employees could be paid for that day. Deputy Superintendent Glenn Walker says it's a state requirement.
Texas Education Code requires us to notify them, first of all, if we do have a campus closure, and then follow up with notifying the community and ensuring that our employees are paid for those days, that they're not at work when the situation is beyond their control. It's primarily just a legality, what we call bookkeeping procedure.
Walker says the district prepaid employees. Last month, the board asked and the state approved a waiver not requiring a makeup day due to the outage. And she's the nation's oldest battleship, serving in World War I and World War II, is the only battleship to serve in all theaters before retiring in 1948. And this weekend marks her 100th birthday.
Battleship Texas was first launched 100 years ago today, May 18th, 1912. After her lengthy active military service, she became the first battleship memorial museum in the nation. Ship manager Andy Smith says she was a mobile battlefield in her day.
For all intents and purposes, it's the battlefield of Iwo Jima, Okinawa,
It's the battlefield of D-Day, the D-Day invasion. It was there. World War One. This is where those men served those battles and those fights.
The ship is now docked in La Porte, where visitors can share in her rich history. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 812, 72 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Marymaids. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Marymaids Best of the Brazos Valley four consecutive years and the Reader's Choice Award winner. You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Marymaids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Marymaids home. Marymaids provides professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home and offers a customer satisfaction guarantee. Call Marymaids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Marymaids. Relax. It's done.
Homestead Senior Care is proud to celebrate our 10th year of service to seniors here in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, and I want to thank you for trusting us to help your loved ones remain in their homes as they age. Our ongoing commitment to high-quality support now features a new Alzheimer's care training program. It's designed to help our caregivers and client families cope with the changes brought on by this disease. As we begin our next decade of service, I invite you to call 268-6880 and learn why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
Perrine Winery is unlike any winery you've experienced. All wines are made on site, and you can make, bottle, and label your own special blend. Perrine Winery has a large selection of semi-sweet fruit-infused wines just right for summer sipping on the patio or by the pool. Perrine Winery invites you to stop by for a tasting, a glass, or a bottle of their delicious wines. And feel free to bring in your favorite carryout or enjoy their meat and cheese plate. So come on in anytime, kick back, enjoy the AC and some great wine. And remember to vote Perrine Winery in Best of the Brazos, located on Harvey in the Post Oak Village Center.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. All right, here's some weather.
High pressure covers the western and central Gulf of Mexico this morning. It also covers the eastern half of Texas. We're going to be responsible for a pretty decent weekend as the high works its way over towards Florida. Lots of sunshine today. We're going to be in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with lows dropping into the upper 60s. Sunny tomorrow in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the upper 60s. Sunshine on Sunday in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, the Jethro trivia is so easy today, we can't even do it.
Really?
I don't even know. You're here. I mean, you've got your jumble. Have you got, how are you doing with the jumble?
You interrupted me after two.
Oh. Well, I mean, do you always go to the top, or how often do you get stumped on number one?
I usually don't get stumped on number one. Yeah. If I get stumped, it tends to be on the last one.
Do you find you have good days and bad days?
Yes.
I do. I know that. I do.
I mean, I either see it or I just don't.
Some days I knock it out of the park, and I do it online. I don't do it in the paper because I don't get a newspaper. And, because I'll save it up, and I'll do like a week at a time. And, you know.
A week's worth of jumbles, huh?
Yeah.
Man, that is some life you got there. You are living the dream, my friend.
Chase is in it. Oh, you don't have any headphones on.
Yeah.
He's telling me I'm living the life. Hand him those headphones. I think there's a jack right over there around the corner. I think we're just broke out in a headphone jack. Is there a headphone jack over there? Yeah, right there.
By the way, the first jumble is Fussy.
Fussy. Okay.
Fussy is the first jumble.
Right, Jess Fields with us this morning,
If you're working through it at home, okay. Fussy is the first jumble.
Okay.
Hey, I know you're going to talk. I know you're going to talk to Jess, But it was so cool hearing Chase's story about the battleship Texas, wasn't it? I mean, 100 years old. Isn't that cool?
I think it's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it is. How many times have you been on it?
Two, maybe three times, but it's probably been 6 years.
Yeah. Six years? It's been like 26 for me, 36.
Yeah, right? it's probably been. Well, I don't know. It went away for a while, right?
Yeah, it did. Yep.
How long ago was that?
It's been a long time.
Okay. Because I don't think I've been on it since then, so maybe it's been more than 6 years.
We used to do a field trip.
Yeah.
You know, we'd go down in the Big Yellow Dogs, and we'd go to the San Jacinto Monument, then you'd go over to the Battleship Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd do
that. Yeah, but that's cool. 100 years.
Yeah,
wow.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
That's all right. Well, I don't know. We can't make headphones work in here. We can't have nice things for some reason. We only have one set of headphones.
I'll be down there in a second.
No, it's okay. No, I don't know what it is, but anyway. Chase said he'll come down here and fix your headphones for you. In the meantime, did you come up with number two for us?
Yeah, number two is Tiger.
Okay, so it's Fussy and Tiger, and that's probably enough. We won't don't we want people to
have to work for it. You know.
I answered number three for
him. Yeah, he whispered number three to me, and I've got number four right here.
So after the next commercial break, we'll make sure that our fine listeners have the answer to number three.
Right.
They're working along at home with us.
Maybe we'll post it on the city's website.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we could do that.
There you go.
That's it. So now we know what they're doing behind their computers over there during city council. I know. Jess leans over and he says, here you go. This is number three on Jumbo.
Relent.
All right. So what do you got for us today, Mr. Sokol?
Well, your featured attraction is City Councilman Jess Fields.
Okay. There you go. We got that. So thanks for coming in this morning for your
visit. Thank you for having me, Scott.
Three times a year. I want to talk to you first, I guess, about something that I guess got most of the headlines as far as city council, and that was hot money being spent on signs around the city.
Sure.
You are looking at it from a forward-thinking standpoint in that folks aren't going to read signs anymore. Other folks think they might be kind of traditional. So kind of like to understand a little more, flesh out your feelings as far as that's concerned.
Well, so folks know what we're talking about. What we're talking about is a sign program to spend hot money with the city of Bryan, also spending hot money, and together the two cities will be contracting with a sign company to put wayfinding signs around town to point to major attractions. And I want to say that there are seven attractions in College Station. Does that sound right? I think something like seven.
Sure.
The city is spending $250,000. Bryan's spending $150,000. It's all hot money. So it is the kind of use for which hot money is designed. There's no doubt. My objection was twofold. Number one, I don't see how we're going to get the return from it because it's fairly expensive. It's several thousand dollars a sign. And we're pointing to attractions that really are city attractions. They're not things that are going to generate any money. They're things like Central Park and Veterans Park. And I don't know that somebody from out of town really needs to know where Central Park is or that they care. The second reason is exactly what you said. I think technology renders the signs somewhat obsolete. Everybody now has a smartphone. They can look on Google Maps or their GPS and see where something is that they want to get to. The fact that we've got signs might help a few people, but is it worth putting $250,000 out of our hotel tax fund that could be used for something else towards signs? And so it was really a matter of use. It wasn't that I was saying that it's completely inappropriate to spend it in this way. It certainly is a sanctioned use. It's just that I felt we could spend it on something else that might be more helpful to the return on our hotel tax dollars.
Okay. Is the objection something else, or is it more specific than that? Have you got some other thing that you think this money needs to go to?
Well, I mean, the hotel tax balance, as you know, is enormous. And I think that we have, over the past year, continued to look at ways to spend that, you know, carefully and on something that will work for the city. But really, for me, Scott, the most important thing is that hotel tax money is very inflexible. I think we should figure out where we can spend it on infrastructure, where we can spend it on things that are permanent, things that would hang around, as the signs will, but would have more benefit for our citizens as well as people out of town. Things like maybe something at Wolfpin Creek that we could do to attract there. Or for example, you know, maybe we could spend, instead of using general fund money, maybe we could spend more on Christmas at the park out of hotel money. That would be something that I would support. But I don't think that we should use it necessarily just on something that's for out of town folks. We need to benefit our citizens with it as well. There's a huge balance of money sitting there, and unfortunately, it's only going to grow if we sell Chimney Hill, which we eventually will, I hope. And so we need to spend it on something that's permanent that can benefit our citizens.
All right, so top of your head, how much money are we talking about?
Oh, goodness.
I mean, if you've got an idea.
It's several million dollars
okay.
right now
right,
in the
so,
balance. And if we sell Chimney Hill, I think like $4 or $5 million of that would come back into the hotel tax fund.
Okay, so, you know, I'm going to be stupid here and say, and it's much like collecting sales on the internet where they said, oh, it's just too complicated, we can't do it. Well, it sounds like Bryan College Station, well, College Station much more than Bryan as far as numbers, they're not the only cities that have motel tax money.
No, certainly not.
That they can't spend because of restrictions that were made in Austin. Why
right.
isn't there energy being spent to knock those knuckleheads up against one another until they free this money up? Because this is money that is sitting and is not being used, and you know what? There's some cities that could use it and put it back in their general revenue fund if they were allowed to.
Well, it's an interesting discussion. It's kind of academic, but, you know, when you think about it, a lot of programs like the hotel tax are created with the very best of intentions. The hotel tax was created with the idea of allowing a city to promote its hotels and to promote itself. And what has ended up happening is that, yes, many cities end up with a balance that they're not sure how to use. And what happens when politicians have money sitting around that they don't know how to use? Well, they waste it.
Yes, they do.
And so, indeed, the hotel tax fund ends up getting used in a lot of cities for very stupid projects, just to be honest. Of course, we'd like to think we're wiser than that in College Station. But the fact of the matter is the hotel tax does need to be expanded in its use. And eventually, I think it would probably be better to shift the functions of the hotel tax onto the hoteliers themselves to allow them to privately promote themselves, as well as organizations like the CVB, which can serve that function, even in the absence of a hotel tax. Eventually, I'd like to see it move in that direction, because right now the hotel tax just accumulates money from people staying in town, and it just sits there. And that's not a good use for government to be doing that. So.
Again, I can see it being dumped in the general revenue fund if that's what it took. Now, speaking of which, City of College Station again going to be confronted with some budget cuts.
Right.
This is, we were talking to the mayor earlier this week. It's something that most every city is doing, but it's not something that College Station was used to doing prior to a couple of years ago. So what's your view on where it is now and where it needs to go as far as budget changes or restraint?
Well, we've been moving in the right direction, and our city manager, David Neely, deserves a tremendous amount of credit for that, for making some very brave staff reductions that were not politically good but were the right thing to do. And we're continuing moving in the right direction by reducing the ROI, which last year the electric rate was reduced from 10% ROI to something like 6%. That was something I campaigned vigorously on in 2010 when nobody had heard of it. And I ran these 60-second ads on WTAW just talking about it. And it's such a thrill to see that that's actually been enacted in the policy. That takes money out of the general revenue fund, so cuts have to be made to compensate for that. But what it does is it lowers the utility bill for our citizens. But, you know, we have some progress that can still be made, even though we've made progress. I'd like to see us moving in the direction of making our park programs more sustainable financially. What we have right now is park programs that are losing a lot of money. It's not the fault of David Schmitz, who's our parks director, who's doing a great job. It's the fact that the council has created policies that are very, very difficult to enforce. We're asking the Parks Department to create programs that are that gain revenue for the city. That's almost impossible with some of the programs that we want to keep. So if we're not willing to look at it program by program and see what's working and see what's not working, then we're going to continue to subsidize programs with a great deal of money that only benefit a very small portion of our citizens. It's not that they're not good programs, and it's not that they don't do good for some folks. It's that it's not necessarily money that benefits all of our citizens. And as you know, Scott, my biggest thing is I want to make sure that we spend money on core services. And when we're subsidizing a parks program that's maybe only utilized by 100 or 200 people to the tune of several hundred thousand dollars, I don't really want to do that. I want to make sure that we have programs that are able to pay for themselves that do benefit a large number of our citizens.
Jess Fields joining us this morning. One of the things that College Station is very proud of is right now you're in the midst of a survey of citizens, about 8,000 out there. I can see both sides of this argument. My classic example is Appomattox Street. Appomattox should have been pushed through decades ago. It would have changed the traffic pattern in College Station. Munson should have been pushed through transportation-wise. It would have changed the traffic pattern. But in both cases, the city council knuckled under the pressure of just a few people. I understand that you want to get input from the citizens, but doesn't there need to be a balance between what professionals in the city believe need to be done and what the citizens would like to have done?
Well, let's be clear off the bat. The survey was commissioned by the city manager's office as an attempt to provide the council with more information. And in the sense that David Neely wants us to have more information, I appreciate that very much. The survey itself, I think really, in my opinion, the data from that survey is not going to be hard and fast data exactly where all of our citizens stand, because there's a response bias. People will respond or they won't based on their own decision to, and you can take it online, for goodness sakes. But what I think it will do is maybe provide a sense to the council where citizens stand on some certain aspects. I've had some criticisms internally of the survey, some language things that could have been changed, but I kind of missed my chance because, frankly, I didn't get my opinion in time. I flat out missed the notice. I'm getting married July 28th.
I was going to give you a chance to say that, but that's fine. Yeah, be sure. Yeah.
Well, anyway, she's just fantastic. Courtney is wonderful.
Okay. And what's the date?
July 28th. Okay. And small wedding in Houston. She makes me just so much better.
Right.
And I just couldn't possibly deserve the blessing that she is. So I got to get that in there for her. you know, the survey is just going to be data that I think the council can consider along with other factors in making decisions. I don't think it should be the only factor. I don't think it should be the most important factor. It's just something else that we can look at and consider. More information is not necessarily ever a bad thing.
Right. Okay. What are some other things that are on your radar screen right now?
You know, really, I'm just kind of I'm a little bit past the halfway point in my service to the city, and I guess really I just, you know, I'd like to see us sell some of the land that we have still. I don't think we should be hanging on to all this land, the Chimney Hill project, the land on Holloman Drive, the Game Day project on Northgate, the business park, all that land I think we should sell. You know, as we go on, my biggest goal is to make sure we spend money on core services, spend it carefully, spend it efficiently. And, you know, whether people agree or disagree with me, Scott, people know where I stand. Every time I get up on that dais, I have to tell the truth and do what I believe is right. And that results in some votes that people don't always agree with. But I appreciate the fact that our citizens have given me the opportunity to serve. And if anybody ever wants to get a hold of me, it's easy to give me a call, 571-6724. Give me their opinion and email me, jfields@csdx.gov. And again, it's just an incredible blessing to serve. So I appreciate the opportunity from the citizens of College Station.
Okay. Where are you going to be for the implosion?
you know, I was actually discussing maybe having some customers of mine come out and
sure,
yeah, having a big cigar party out there as we watch the implosion. No, I don't know. I'm sure I'll be there. I mean.
Well, you could be at your store, and you don't have to get involved in the traffic.
That's right. Yeah, and, I can see it from where I am. Yeah. No, that's going to be cool. And that project's going to be really neat, too, $100 million project. Yeah. Could you imagine? I mean, 3,000 beds. The development that's going on in College Station right now is just incredible. The city is going to be much different in 5 to 10 years, but I think it's moving in the right direction. It's thrilling that we've got business growth in College Station.
Right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
You bet. Jess Fields, a member of the College Station City Council. The community interview is brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. If you have cataract or need other vision correction, call today at 776-7564.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
You know what I don't get? Batteries. Why can't everything run on double A's? My watch battery's dead. It's time to change the battery in my security alarm, and I need a new battery for my jet ski this weekend.
Just go to Interstate All Battery Center.
Interstate? I don't need a car battery.
They're more than just car batteries. It's right in the name. All Battery Center. Every battery for every need.
Every battery, huh? Well, that should save me some time.
Find the exact battery you need at Interstate All Battery Center. 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, 775-4293. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Bravo Brazos Valley, and Chris Dyer is along from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. We're going to talk all things Arts Council. We'll be talking about the Brenham Children's Chorus with Pam Young in just a moment, but I know you got a lot of things going on as the summertime is approaching. School being out is approaching, and that makes you all a lot busier. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, lots of fun stuff going on this weekend and then all through the rest of the month. If you want to get outside and drive around a little bit, we have a big region in the Brazos Valley. Immediately, I saw kind of a cool event that's coming up. It's Brazos Heritage Society is doing their antique sideshow in Bryan, and that's Saturday, where you can bring in your treasures and have them take a look at it. And it's over there at Fannin Elementary School on Baker Street and 29th Street in Bryan, if you don't know where that is. But that starts at 9:45, and you can always check our website, acbv.org, for more information.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Calvert Chamber of Commerce is hosting the third annual Link Harlan Sop Style Barbecue Cook-Off. That sounds pretty good to me this weekend, you know. So Link Harlan was a guy who invented the sop style in Calvert. So if you like barbecue like me, get down there. Last but certainly not least, if you want to get down to one of our affiliates down in Brenham, we have Pam Young here to tell. She's a little more educated than I am about this. So it'll sound better, but I'll turn it over to her and talk about all the great things they're doing.
Brenham Children's Chorus, I know I've been writing about it and talking about it over the years, but you've got a big concert coming up Sunday at at 4 o'clock at nearby Round Top. Talk about the chorus first. Educate people about it.
Well, this will be our 10th annual spring concert.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means we've been around almost 10 years. Our 10th season is coming up next year.
Wow.
Our older chorus is made up of 4th through 8th graders.
Right.
And from all over Brenham, private schools, public schools. We also have a 2nd and 3rd grade training choir, and we have a kindergarten 1st grade group. They're going to all be on stage.
Goodness.
On Sunday, doing all kinds of music. We have patriotic medleys, we have spirituals, we have art songs, we have folk songs, we have many, many songs. The kids have lots of music, and we have a wonderful group that we put together called the Brenham Sacred Chorus, made up of adults from area churches who will come and sing with us on Sunday as well. So we're going to have about 160 people on stage.
So this is your last big sort of a fling before the kids get out for the summer and they get a little bit of break and before you start up again next year, right?
It is, and we have a 13-piece symphony, some of them coming from the Brazos Valley Symphony.
And this is going to be at Round Top at the festival.
At Round Top on that beautiful stage.
Again, the Brenham Children's Chorus, y'all have been around a long time, so I guess you got a lot of alumni from the Brenham Children's Chorus that have gone on to sing or even not sing, right?
In fact, I have 17 of our graduates who are in high school right now who are going to perform with us as well.
Wow.
They were really excited to come back and sing again. So, and we have a lot of alumni coming to sing in our adult choir as well.
So it'll be 4 o'clock this Sunday at Round Top. That's just down from Brenham. It's $12 in advance for adults, $6 for kids, and $15 at the door. And Pam Young tells you how to get tickets.
979-277-3897. Mm-hmm. And we also have a website, BrenhamChildrensChorus.org.
That's Pam Young, and it's the Brenham Children's Chorus. It's their big spring event, 4 o'clock this Sunday at Round Top. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 834, 73 degrees right now, 90 for a high today. The news brought to you by The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art. Call 691-4157. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. 6 College Station firefighters recognized this week for saving a man's life last October. College Station Fire Department's Bart Humphrey says the team was honored at the 100 Club's Heroes Awards Banquet in Houston.
It's nice to have that recognition every once in a while, just to kind of reaffirm that you're doing something good for people, and then there's people out there that recognize it and appreciate it.
Humphrey says the team rescued a truck driver involved in a head-on collision with a cement truck. The 6 firefighters' names are on our website at WTAW.com. Northbound traffic on Earl Rudder Freeway was delayed for several hours Thursday afternoon after the collision of a motorcycle and a car.
It's going to be shut down from University to Briarcrest northbound.
Bryan Police Department's Bobby Williams says 2 passengers on the motorcycle were taken to a nearby hospital, but the driver of the car was not transported. Freeway traffic was diverted to the feeder road. Details of what happened remain under investigation. An autopsy has been ordered for a Grimes County man killed in a one-vehicle crash north of Marquette Thursday morning.
A 2001 Chevrolet pickup truck driven by a Philip Edward Warzon of Anderson, age 64. It appears to Mr. Anderson left the roadway and struck a tree.
DPS trooper Jimmy Morgan says the victim had a prior heart condition and that may have contributed to the accident. A Bryan City Council majority decided this week the time came and went to give utility customers the option of not having smart meters. Mayor Jason Byinski asked Councilman Mike Sutherland, who proposed customers have the opportunity to return to traditional meters, who would pay for reading them.
If you got to hire somebody to go out there and read that meter, I as a ratepayer or Miss Anderson as a ratepayer shouldn't have to bear that cost.
Well, I didn't. I agree
so
with you.
You're saying they're going to, it's a $30,000 position, and there's 2 people that that opt out, then they're going to pay an additional $15,000 a year.
And I want to do that.
Ann Horton was against Sutherland's call requiring BTU to get written permission before going on private property.
The concern about BTU employees being on the property doing something.
seriously, they've been on my property for years and years reading my meter. I don't understand why you're concerned about somebody being on there now.
Sutherland says the smart meter request came because of constituents' feedback and after he learned that at least one other utility offers such an option. For the second consecutive month, the College Station School Board addressed state requirements related to the April 4th power outage at A&M Consolidated High School. Deputy Superintendent Glenn Walker says the board had to pass a resolution to pay employees.
We do a resolution signed by the Board of Trustees authorizing payment for those individuals that, for whatever reason, could not clock in and clock out during that day. The board was aware of the situation, and so that we did not have any financial impact on any employees, we prepaid them as such, as if they worked that day, and now we file a resolution and put that on file that the board has agreed with that action.
The Texas Education Agency previously approved CSISD's request to waive a makeup day related to the outage. WTAW News Time is 8:37, 73 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by The Face Place. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What do you want people to notice when they look you in the face? Want those frown lines to disappear from your forehead? Want that nose of yours reshaped ever so slightly? Are those brows lifted? If you want a fresh approach to your aging face, come see Dr. Robert Schmidt at The Face Place, a medical spa. Dr. Schmidt is a facial plastic surgeon who specializes in facial and eyelid surgery, nose and facial reconstruction, even earlobe surgery. Let Dr. Schmidt and The Face Place help you put your best face forward. Visit FacePlaceMedSpa.com or call 255-GLOW. The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year beginning June 1st. Find the link at txtraders.com.
This is Jim Swayze. It seems that this is the time of year that launches a whole new gift-giving season. Numerous graduations, a bouquet full of weddings, and of course, Uncle Wiley's birthday. In my book, Half Price Books is the best way to take care of it all. A world of unusual treasures where almost everything's half price or less. It's my favorite gift shop, where you can be twice as thoughtful. And I'm a guy who believes that it's the thought and the price that counts. New and unusual books, music, movies, collectibles. Last year I found the one book Uncle Wiley needed to complete his Hardy Boys collection. That'll be hard to top, but Half Price Books is the one place you can count on to find a gift that's perfect for anyone. Cool stuff for yourself. And don't forget, a Half Price Books gift card sends you on your own treasure hunt. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. On University, just off the bypass, next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
It's Fish Friday at the Tap. Not only do you get to enjoy their usual crawfish, corn, and potatoes, but the Tap is now offering catfish plates, popcorn shrimp po' boys and baskets, fish tacos, and fried fish sandwiches this and every Friday, along with the same great drink specials going on during the boil. Make your dinner plans at the Tap this and every Friday for Fish Friday. The crawfish boil starts around 5:30, but the catfish plates, popcorn shrimp po' boys and baskets, fish tacos, and fried fish sandwiches go on all day. The Tap wants you to party safe. Designate a driver.
841, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure has moved east of the area this morning. It's in the western and central Gulf of Mexico, but it will continue to produce sunshine across the area today. Temperatures will be somewhere between 85 and 90 this afternoon. Partly cloudy throughout the region tonight. Lows will be 65 to 70. We'll have sun during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 85 to 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. And partly to mostly sunny Sunday, 85 to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. All right. It's 841. I was just moments ago talking to the master of ceremonies for the big shindig that's taking place next week.
Who's that going to be?
The big kaboom.
Yeah, the big. Oh, is that what we're calling it?
I don't know. We can't.
Oh, wait a second.
No, we can't do that. I don't think the bombers wouldn't like us to do that.
Well, what can we call it?
I don't know.
The big collapse.
Yeah, maybe so.
Because that's actually what it's. I'm already tired of people saying something about blowing up a building. Look, that's not what's going to happen.
No.
Okay? That's not what this is.
It's not blowing up. It's blowing down.
It's blowing in is actually
blowing
what it's designed
in.
To do.
Right.
It's designed to collapse in on itself.
Thus the name implode.
Right. Now, without going any further, because once again, we want to make sure. Here's the way I figure it. Just I will say this. Anybody, this is a visual event. There's no doubt. Anybody who will listen to us instead of watch it. It's just awesome. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Rock in our book.
I got some land for you in Arizona.
No, now quit it. Stop that. He didn't say that. He does not mean that. We are reaching out for the loyalty of our listeners.
If anything, we ought to put some Schlitterbahn tickets back.
Well,
I'm just
thinking that and what we are going to do is, and I'll get Chase because he's younger and knows a lot more music than I do, that we will have some appropriate music to go along with what's going on out there. And the only problem is, I'm sorry it's not Tuesday, but we're going to break the rule and actually go ahead and
we're going to dance on Thursday.
We are. We'll try to come up with some music that makes it worth your while. Again, if you're going to be up at 6:30, and here's the deal. You're going to have plenty of opportunity to see this, okay? I mean, I'm just going to say that the local TV stations will run it like over and over and over again.
Oh,
we maybe need to do an over and under on how many times they'll show this. So what I'm saying is,
well, they run the film backwards. You can see the building going back up again.
Now we're
going
to put the plaza back in place.
Yeah.
If you will be with us that morning, we promise to make it entertaining. We promise to do that for you.
Oh, man.
Now you're out on a limb, buddy.
Now I'm genuinely afraid.
Yeah.
Well, Okay, excuse me. Have I ever promised anything and not delivered? Sure, I have. So, there.
So, who's the MC? Is it Mike Wright, Ben Downs?
No, it's Jay Sakal.
Oh, Jay Sakal is the MC.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. Yeah, that is almost in college station.
He was talking to somebody. He was asking their advice.
Yeah.
Said, I've been asked to do this. And he said, well, I don't know why you want to. Yeah, sure, why not? Which is a resounding go for it.
So is he going to be standing on the front steps of the plaza?
I don't think that's the case. But
no one's going to be standing on the front steps of the plaza.
Here's what we will do. We will do this.
With a hard hat.
Now, when does this happen? It happens next
Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Okay, happens next Thursday.
Yeah, 6 days from
6:30
now.
6:30-ish.
Okay, we will talk with Jay Sokol on Wednesday before.
Oh.
So that he can give us a scene setter, if you will.
Is he going to be able to fit us into his schedule?
Well, I think, I don't know. I'm speaking out of...
I have a feeling, all the major media outlets will be wanting to talk
to him. That's true. Hello.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do for you.
All right.
I'm going to go there and watch it, but I'm going to have my portable radio with you on.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
Oh, excellent.
I knew this was going
to
happen.
Or, now you could do this. You could, at the moment of implosion, turn your back to it. Thanks. No, I know. Yeah. It's okay. It's all right.
Oh, yeah.
That's asking a bit much.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Don't look at it. It's like an eclipse.
Just listen to it. That's exactly all you need.
Theater of the mind.
In honor to the boys, turn your back on the implosion.
Give it up for the boys.
But yeah, I think that we probably can get Mr. Sokol to talk to us on Tuesday, maybe kind of give us a run sheet of it, and so we'll know. Anyway, we'll see. Father of a father in Romania in hot water after letting his four kids ride in the open trunk of his car on the freeway.
Oh.
Another motorist spotted the incident, caught it on video, called police. Oh, good. I'm sure they caught it on video before they decided to call the police. Yeah, I better call. Well, no, let me catch it on video first. Officials were able to track the guy down based on his license plate number. He's arrested and fined. Kids are okay. Again, it's like the girl getting pulled behind the SUV of her grandparents a couple of weeks ago. Just trying to have a little fun, right? Just trying to have a little fun. Guard dog wasn't enough for a South African businessman. Michael Jameson bought a Bengal tiger to protect his house. Yeah.
Tigers, oh my? Mm.
Something, oh my.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is, again, you can't go to the feed store and get tiger chow. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You pretty much got to feed them what they're used to.
I don't know. Have we called producers? They might have that. Really? You know? They got a little bit of everything.
1-year-old Enzo, the tiger, is still technically a baby. Already weighs about 330 pounds.
Oh, yeah. He sounds like cute and cuddly.
Yeah. 300 pounds. Eats about 9 pounds of meat every day. 9 pounds of meat every day.
Does Enzo respond to his name?
I'm not sure. Here, Enzo. I know he loves to just have the fur between his ears scratched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After he bites your hand off.
Up until he
does. Or before he bites your hand off.
In Galveston County, Stephen Cox driving his car when a deputy spotted him weaving and unable to stay in his lane.
Uh-oh.
Turned out to be no big deal, really. Apparently, Steve was he was distracted because he was setting a GPS device.
Oh.
But the deputy...
He was looking for a city park, wasn't he?
Sure he was, yeah. But the but as the deputy was issuing a citation, he realized that Steve was getting a little nervous.
Oh.
He said, "Do you mind if I search your vehicle?" Steve says, No, can't do that. So that's when the deputy...
Well, hang out here. I'll be back with a warrant.
Yeah. He went and got his little canine, had his little puppy dog. Okay. Puppy walks up to the car, jumps through the window, gets in the back seat.
Wait, the open window, I'm guessing.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Tries to get into the trunk. That's where the 30 pounds of marijuana was.
30 pounds.
Yeah. Once again, how often do you have people doing stupid stuff when they have illegal substances in the car? You know,
I was only going 15 miles over the speed limit. I don't know why they stopped me.
Yeah. So, anyway, good for him. Firefighters called to a high school in Middletown, Connecticut after a fire detector went off in the boys' locker room. Quick investigation found there was no fire. What happened is apparently there was so much Axe body spray that had been sprayed in the locker room, it created a cloud underneath the fire detector sensor.
Nice.
So there you are.
Now, I mean, now they cannot say anything about women and their perfume.
Nope. There you go. That's America.
Serving as assistant district attorney, partnered with previous experience as a law enforcement professional and a lawyer, Ray Thomas is a highly qualified candidate for district attorney of Brazos County.
I'm Ray Thomas, and I'm asking for you to vote early or to vote on election day and vote Ray Thomas for your next district attorney. I have the experience, leadership, ability, and integrity to ensure that all victims, witnesses, and defendants are treated with justice and fairness.
Visit ray-thomas.com. Political advertising paid for by the Ray Thomas Campaign.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
Allen Honda always provides you with a great car buying experience. Come in today and see the entire line of fuel-efficient new Hondas, from the Civic and Accord to the Element and the Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda. And Allen Honda Service Department is top-notch, always giving attention to every detail so your Honda's operating at its very best. Allen Honda on the Earl Rudder Freeway in College Station. Come in for a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
Because you can't choose when your kids get sick, UPA announces new evening and weekend hours. Now, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, UPA offers a walk-in clinic after work from 5 until 7. No appointment is necessary, and your child will receive the very best in pediatric care from one of UPA's Texas Monthly Super Doctors. Weekend hours now begin at 7:30 on Saturday and 1 o'clock on Sunday. For more information, call 696-4440 or follow us on Facebook at upadocs.com. UPA,
Every child deserves a specialist.
10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Monday is National Waitstaff Day.
Oh.
National Waitstaff Day.
What do we do?
Well, I think I have a little contest. We'll see. But, I mean, think about that. If you go out to eat, actually, if you go out to eat anytime, watch them, okay? Because that's a tough job. Quite often that is just a thankless job.
It really, I did a little wait staffing a couple of weeks ago for a charity.
That's not the same, Tom, but okay.
We're talking about waiters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's not the same.
No, it's not the same, but just the little bit I was exposed to. I mean, tells me it's something.
Oh, it's more than I did last week. Ben over here yelling in the corner. Yeah, okay. But anyway, yes, go ahead. But it's a lot of physical hard work.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying just the little bit that I did, just helping a waiter.
But here's the thing.
I'm going along with you here.
Here's the reason. I know, but here's the reason yours is not the same.
Well, I never said it was the same.
All of those people wanted to be nice.
Well, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, there are customers who don't like
Well, one of them was a pill. But anyway, but that's okay.
You want to give a name?
No.
However, I did go into a restaurant the other day that I won't say the name of, and I was getting a takeout order. It was all I could do to get them to come from the other side of the restaurant over to take my money. It was really,
really,
yeah,
really bad.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh well, I'll get the name later.
Okay.
Oh,
now you ever been in a city where they have a lot of art outside? You know, outdoor art.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Things that look like stainless steel French fries or whatever.
Yeah. College Station.
Oh well, all right. The city of Martinsburg, West Virginia, trying to decide what to do with an empty pedestal that is in the city square. The pedestal was originally built for a sculpture of the founder of Martinsburg, but city officials halted the project because it cost too much. According to Martinsburg mayor, several options had been proposed, including a historical monument, a clock, or just nothing. Well, resident David Heatwell of Martinsburg is advocating for a contemporary art sculpture and to demonstrate how the arts can make Martinsville a greater place to live, work, and visit. So he put a toilet on the pedestal with the lid up, and then he wrote, "Put art in Martinsburg."
Wow.
And three helium-filled purple balloons tied to the flush handle. 20 minutes later, city workers removed it. That sounds pretty cool. I like a guy who's got a sense of humor.
Oh. They tend to be few and far between. Mm-hmm.
Did you know Larry King's coming back?
Does Larry know Larry King's coming back?
Where is he coming to?
Larry said that his talk show will resume this summer on a new digital network, Aura TV.
Aura?
Aura, O-R-A.
Hmm. Okay.
Larry said he expected...
Is he going to do it at his home?
He expected the format of the show to be similar.
At his kitchen table?
Yeah, the home, yeah. Uh-huh. The Larry King Live, which aired on CNN for 25 years.
Sort of live.
Yeah.
We think he's live.
He's retained much of his old production staff. The new show will generally be 30 minutes in length instead of an hour, although there will be flexibility to go shorter or longer, depending on who's being interviewed. Is this the only show on this network? I mean, doesn't the network need you to fill to a certain time?
No, he can go over if he wants.
I just want to let the people in the back know we're going to be a little early today. Yeah.
We're going 17 minutes today.
That's right. You're going to have to fill. Maybe you can find an old Three Stooges short.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a nap here.
Fresh episodes will be posted.
Feeling a nod off coming on here.
I mean, listen to this. Okay, it's going to be an hour. It's going to be a half an hour. It may be longer. It may be shorter. Fresh episodes will be posted online at about 5 or 6 p.m. Eastern time. At about that time.
This all sounds a little half-baked.
It really
you know?
Does. It really does.
Yeah.
Larry, who's 78.
And does not care anymore.
Said he misses the nightly show. Well, Lair, if you're really not willing to make a commitment every day... I mean, is it like the producer is like a 22-year-old? I called Robert De Niro and he didn't answer.
Nah, that's not his producer. That's his wife.
It's nice to meet you, Mr. King.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on television before?
But I found this lady who
because he's got his bachelor's from Eastern Michigan and he's ready to go.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yeah, but I did find this lady who was in a tanning bed for too long, and she'll come on the show.
Oh, I'll bet she will.
She and Octomom will be glad to come on
anytime. So I bet his hottie little wife will be on with him. What do you think? You think she'll have a part in this?
Well, once again.
Which one? I mean, yeah. He's been married like nine times.
Well, no, the one he's married to now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Again, my thought is it's going to be a half an hour, except it could be longer or shorter.
Shorter.
I mean, after we bring her in and ask her what she's been doing, hey, what are you doing, hon? Okay, great. That's our show for tonight. Yeah, okay.
Is he going to do 12 shows and then have a going away show again?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. God. Yeah. Much crying and everything.
Larry King. Larry King.
Have the kids up there.
Bruce Berry of Wakefield, England, holds 11 university degrees, speaks 5 languages. What does he do for a living? He makes $80 a week as a crossing guard. He said, I wanted to do something for the community. It's nice to get the kiddies to school and from school safely. Again, 11 degrees, 5 languages. So do you think he yells stop in a different language every day? You know, just practices education? Okay, that's all. All right, it's 4 minutes till.
When you need to get the job done, nothing beats the reliability, efficiency, and value of a Kubota. And right now, during Kubota Rewards, you can get financing as low as 0% on new Kubota garden tractors, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, and utility vehicles. To learn more, go to Kubota.com or see your Kubota dealer today. Find out why it pays to own orange.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota today, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year beginning June 1st. Find the link at txtraders.com.
Coming up on a couple of minutes before 9, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's not unusual for a divorce to end in anger, but a woman in Superior, Wisconsin took things to the next level. With a traffic-stopping gesture at the expense of her ex-husband, she put out all of his belongings on the front lawn, with a sign that read, free and ex-husband sale. Adding insult to injury, she slashed the tires of his SUV, spray-painted his truck with the word cheater in block letters. By the way, there's no law against spray-painting a vehicle that's in your own yard. I didn't know. Maybe that's just in Wisconsin. I'm not exactly sure.
Somewhere Carrie Underwood's proud of her.
Yeah. The spectacle triggered enough buzz that motorists from all over town came by to check it out. Neighbors say it all started Tuesday when the couple's divorce was finalized, so there you go. Don't mess with me. All right.
Maybe he'll think again the next time before he cheats.
Yeah, next on this date in history.
I love this part.
1897, Dracula, the Bram Stoker novel, was published.
Yeah.
1910, the Earth passed through the tail of Halley's Comet. And in 1980, pretty spectacular, at Mount St. Helens thing erupted. 1980. All right, you got a little more in a minute.
American Idol fans are busy voting, and 90 million votes were cast, and Jessica Sanchez and Phillip Phillips will go to the finals. Joshua Ledet was eliminated last night. Taylor Swift, just named one of Forbes' most influential celebrities, is donating $4 million. What's she, like 19? $4 million to the Country Music Hall of Fame to help fund their music education program. That's pretty good. And Dolly Parton says that Donna Summer had one of the greatest